Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
And I'm back, like I always do about this time. I'm reloaded! K1's Internet Radio, I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in to the show, you dig? 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show. K1's Internet Radio, man. I barely fucking made it on time. Of course, it's not my fault, as usual. It's never my fault. If it's up to me, I'd start the show on time and everything would be all gravy and good. But oh no! Oh no! Fooling around with Ruby Candy. Ruby Candy's in the building with me tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad she's here. Alright? Come over here, Ruby. Say what's up to the people. My bad. She's a little tied up.
Yeah, I had something in my mouth.
Here we go already. With the shenanigans, ladies and gentlemen. Episode 213. The Freak-O-Meter. Yeah. And I'm hoping that this show, I'm hoping that everything's good. I haven't even had a chance to send out the text or do anything. Hold on a second. All right. Yes, yeah, so I haven't even had a chance to send out text messages and tell everybody what's popping. But we're here. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Tonight's show, K1 Internet Radio, of course, it's episode 213. A little installment that I like to call the Freak-O-Meter. Now, if you've never heard the Freak-O-Meter before, this is actually the third time that I've done it. All right? And it's big fun. All we're going to be doing tonight is we'll be talking about sex. Because I got to move the candy for the candy shop radio. Why would I talk about anything else? But sex. The Ruby's actually, I gotta admit it. I had my doubts, I had my fears, but I gotta admit, Ruby Candy's actually kind of sexy in person. Okay, I was wrong. But I wasn't really wrong, I just wasn't really sure. But they're different. It's not the same thing. Not to be, you know, Mr. True with me just saying that. Yeah, she's probably, what did they say, you was a man?
Yeah, I was a man.
Hold on a second, let me check. She good. I just had to verify that. I just had to look and make sure that everything was copacetic. You know what I mean? Oh, when the K1, let me start blasting this back out because I've been going the whole last hour where I should have been blasting the fucking show because of what? Ruby Candy.
Yes. I had him tied up. Sorry, everybody.
Not tied up, literally. Alright, hold on. We are live.
I might go straight after tonight.
You might go straight after tonight?
I might go straight after tonight.
Really?
If I can't get no cooks, I might get some monkey dick.
I'm going to be doing this all night. We've got alcohol in the building. We've got other shit in the building. Hold on, we need a light. I need to see if I can find a light.
We need a lighter.
Let me see if we can. Oh, don't. We're just lighting up. Incense. Yeah. Ladies. Get your mind out of the gutter. I don't know. We got to find a lighter. Oh. Well, look out there by my book. right by the bar. Okay, so we're in studio here at K1's Internet Radio, all right? And we're about to go ham, okay? Episode 213. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. Hold on. Wait a minute. I'm blasting out people right now. Hold on. I would have been doing this last hour, but yeah, I had to go pick Ruby Candy up. All right, here we go. All right, we're ready. So let's go ahead and get this cracking. All right, basically the way the freaking meter works is you see one. The way the freaking meter works is when people call into the show, you know what I mean? When people call into the show, we basically ask them, you know, questions like, have you ever done this? Have you ever done that? You feel me? And from that, we determine their level of freakiness. Now, every time you answer a question, yes, that you have accomplished this sexual feat, you get a lash. All right? You can only get up to 10 lashes. Matt, no one's ever got 10 lashes on K100. And we've asked some pretty crazy questions. I didn't even have time to write down my questions tonight, but we're gonna ask. I guess I can jot them down as we go.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm gonna let Ruby Candy, since she's here with me tonight in studio, I'm gonna let Ruby Candy come up with a couple of the questions tonight. You feel me? I don't know, Ruby. You got to be fair now. You can't just ask people. I mean, your level of freakiness may not be the same level of freakiness as a lot of other people. So I mean, people will never get past 5 fucking with you. You don't have to. You know what I mean? So you gotta be a little jaded with your questions, you know what I'm saying, tonight on the show. But we're going to let Ruby Candy ask the people on the show, you know what I mean, that call into the show tonight, some questions. And depending on what your answer is, you get a lash or you don't. It's that simple. All right? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. K1 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blitz. Thanks for tuning in. Let me go ahead and remind everybody. Quick reminder. We're on iTunes in the iTunes store up under the podcast section. If you can't catch K100 Radio live, if you can't catch us live on the air, then all you got to do is go into the iTunes store up under the podcast section. Matter of fact, you can just go to the main page and type in K-100, that's the letter K, dash the number 100. Once you do that, that'll direct you to our page. When you see the middle finger, that indeed is us. Right? I want you guys to go ahead and do that, because if you can't catch the show live, we air Monday through Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m. That's our regular schedule. But, of course, as everybody knows, since I just dropped my new album, The Cinema Man, Ruby's getting her copy today.
I got my copy.
Yeah, she's getting her copy today. So I've been promoting the album, so I've been on the road a lot. I've been going and doing that. So I haven't been doing the show, 4 days a week like I normally do. But, we have been doing the show at least 2 days a week. I'm going to do the show tonight and tomorrow. Also, the AUMA Awards this week, the AUMA Awards, Atlanta Underground Music Awards. Candy, that's why you're here. Tell everybody why you're in town, Candy, real quick. Go ahead and tell the people that.
I'm hosting the event on the red carpet, and me and Bluesm are presenting an award together.
Are you going to try and grab my dick or something when we
present
the award?
I probably will. You never know. Because
really?
We got to go, you know, hey, we got to go free with it. So, you never know. Pull out a boobie or something. You never know.
You going to pull out a boobie?
Yeah.
Maybe I suck on your shit or something. Like that. We got to shock them. I mean, if Brittany and whoever kissed and it was like a big deal.
Yeah. We got to shock them.
We got to shock them. What are you going to do?
I don't know.
We got to come up with that tonight.
Yeah.
We're talking about what we're going to do on the show tonight.
Yeah.
How are we going to present the awards to everybody when we get to the Atlanta Underground Music
Awards? Because we have 1 minute to get to know each other on stage.
Right.
Before we present the awards. So how long can you last?
More than a minute. More than 1 minute. Uh-huh. If I couldn't last a minute, then that would be a bad thing. Oh, and of course, Vina is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Vina has showed up in the building. from the K100 page. You know what I mean? What it do?
What
it do? Michigan girl is in the building. We got to get her some headphones.
Oh, sexy, too.
Uh-oh.
God damn.
Uh-oh.
Well, my freaking meter's already went up.
Say what?
My freaking meter already went up.
Already? We're going to find out where everybody's freaking meter is at tonight for K100. Hold on, let me get up there, airborne. Let's see. All right. We're getting everything set up. Oh, call into the show. 347-934-0966. I wasn't able to, you know what I mean? I wasn't able to blast out the show all over the internet like a minute before I come into the show. So I'm tweeting everybody right now. Getting these phone lines crunked up on Facebook and everybody. You guys, holler at us on Facebook. You dig? Make sure you can check us out. Also, if you can, like the Facebook page for K100 Radio. Please do that for me. All you got to do is go to Facebook and type in... K100. You'll see the middle finger. That'll be us. You know what I mean? Like the fan page for us, all right? I know way more people listen to the show than have liked the fan page. I don't promote the fan page that much. You feel me? I really don't promote the fan page as much as I should. But if you can, if you've never been to the actual K100 fan page on Facebook, not the group, the fan page. We need the fan page numbers to boost up because, you know, way more people listen to the show than have actually hit the like on the fan page. So you guys go to the fan page, all right, and do that for me, okay? We almost at like 300 likes, but we should be at like 1,000 at least. And many people talk about this shit, listen to this damn show. All right. And I'm about ready for the freaking meter. All right. Candy, we gotta think of questions. What are we gonna ask people? See, since I had Candy coming in tonight, I didn't even write questions down like I did for the first two. For the first two freakometers, I came in, you know what I mean? I had 10 questions left. I mean, 10 questions prepped up, ready for the people. You feel me? But this time, I don't have that. This time, I don't have that. So, Ken, mm-hmm. What questions would you like to ask people for K100 Internet Radio?
What's the nastiest things that y'all have done? One of the nastiest things that you have done in the bedroom?
What's the nastiest shit you done in the bedroom?
Oh, man.
Hurry up,
oh,
I missed
Damn.
Michigan girl said she don't want to miss anything. I don't want to miss anything. Well, I verified that she was a girl, not a man, a minute ago. You remember when people were saying that? I don't know. Is she a girl? I had to verify that. So she's a girl.
My mom had a girl out of 10 boys. I'm good.
Okay.
Damn it, man.
What's the last thing you did in the bedroom?
Oh, my God.
It's so much, ain't it? You just choose from.
let me see. I don't know.
You don't know?
Pissed on somebody.
What?
I gotta break it down. The first time I had sex.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and you know, I thought, you know, damn, I didn't know I could actually. That's the first time I, you know, realized I could squirt. Damn, when I did it, and I was
wait. You said the first time you had sex, you realized you could squirt.
When I got head, you know, the first time I got head or whatever, and I was just like, the first time I was just like, you know, you felt like I had to pee. But she kept on telling me, nah, you get ready to come. So uh-huh. I was like, nah, man. So I tell you, like, the next 5 minutes,
uh-huh.
Yeah, I pissed all on her.
So you didn't understand. Let's go ahead and just keep it. That's one thing that I noticed a lot of women really, a lot of women are scared to try and skeet because they're scared they're going to pee on somebody.
Yeah.
Am I right or wrong, ladies? Yeah. Is that true?
That's true. That's
true.
They feel like you're going to pee.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So how do you know the difference?
It didn't come from the whole down there. It came from
I want to know. I want to know what's the difference.
Because, like, when I first actually came, because it was just, like, when I came, I could feel it from the top of my head. Like, it was just tingling. Like, it was just, like,
you felt it from the top of your head?
Yeah, it's like, I could feel like, damn, okay, I could, like, my whole body just felt like it was going into fucking shock. And I was just, you know, like, I don't know.
So,
and I came that way, but then, shit, hey, when I had to pee, it didn't feel like that.
It didn't feel like
hell
that.
Hell
so,
no, my bladder and shit was not.
So, what about you, Michigan girl? Have you ever, like, have you, you know what I'm saying, felt like you had to pee and actually yeah. did no piss on accident?
I ain't pissed on nobody. I hold that in, so that's why I never. I think I was cheated one time, but I'll be holding that in. I'm like, ooh, I don't know if that's pee.
That's what I'm saying. How do you? How was
every
that?
Every time I come. Really? How do you tell the difference? Like,
because if I don't get that feeling,
the feeling in your head.
Yeah, if I don't get that feeling, like, you know, it's just like, you know how when you get a chill over your body, like you get a chill, or you just get that tingly feeling.
Right.
Yeah, that's how it felt, but it was like coming like from the top of my soul to like. That's how I knew it was going.
It came from the top of her soul.
Damn it, man.
You know that's some good shit when it comes from the top of your soul.
From
the top of your soul?
Man, I'm telling
Where is the top of your soul?
Hey, I don't know.
At the, at the point of your clit?
Yeah, it was coming everywhere. Then my little clitoris, it got on hard. Man, it was all over it.
Does your clit get hard like a dick?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
When you get turned on?
Yes.
Is it hard now?
And especially if you suck, no.
Is it hard now? No?
It's not hard now. She's
okay. Oh, she sleeps? We'll have to wake her up in a little bit. Episode 213, the Freakometer. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. What's the nastiest thing? Candy wants to know, what's the nastiest thing you ever did in the bed? I mean, that is nasty, but that was an accident. What's the nastiest thing you deliberately did?
No, not deliberately. What about the nastiest thing somebody ever did to me?
Well, that, if they did it to you, you still was part of it.
Yeah, but not intentionally. Like, that wasn't meant to happen, but yes, it was some nasty shit that I haven't really did too many nasty things, but I've done, like, a whole bunch of freaky shit, but nothing really too nasty.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What about you, Michigan girl?
Man, you might have to come back to me on that one. I got to think about that. I don't think I did anything nasty. Freaky, yes, nasty.
Well, freak, I mean, you know, we don't really mean the word literally.
I'm trying to think. I think I got all the last two. I was going to get in the last. They were kind of the freaky,
you know? I know, but we got to wait when everybody, because I wasn't blasting out. I'm just not blasting everything out. You know, where's the event? What happened to the fucking event? The event's gone. Did I fuck up and put the wrong dates on the event?
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit. Maybe I did. No, I mean, that was earlier, though, because I'm like, where the fuck is everybody? Okay, but I know I told everybody it's tonight. Didn't I say tonight?
Yeah.
On the thing? Okay, tonight, 8 to 10. I want to make sure. I only want to make sure. The nastiest thing I ever did, which I don't really necessarily consider it nasty. You know what I mean? I mean, probably just the freakiest, nastiest shit you can do is lick ass, really.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's super freaky, but you got to be super freaky to do that. You feel me? The people got to be comfortable. They got to like it, whatever. You know what I mean? You know, so that's probably like, most. There's a lot of people who are like, oh, hell no, never, 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 even though they might be lying, fronting for public, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of people feel a ways about that. You know what I mean? I don't know. That's probably like the nastiest, freakiest thing that you can. You know,
I think for a man to get his ass licked from a woman, man, he got some
fucking issues. I heard a chick do that. I don't give a fuck. What issues
got
that?
What issues he got?
I mean, I don't mean I'm gay. What the fuck does that mean?
I mean, because that doesn't mean that doesn't seem right. Like for a woman to lick. I mean.
Do you lick a chick's ass?
No.
Oh, you don't? You put it on me? Oh. Do chicks lick your ass?
I slipped up and did it one time.
You did? Yeah. You slipped up and did it one time? How do you slip up and do it?
I was too much against it.
I don't think, I mean, I know dudes who feel like that, but I don't give a shit. I'm super freaky like that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So I don't really, but I know, I already know I'm not a fag or anything like that, so it doesn't really bother me. You know what I'm saying? But I know dudes would be like, nah. And then some dudes, you know, they feel a way about it. I don't really give a shit. You know what I mean? It's cool with me. I don't care. You know what I mean? But you don't find too many. I only deal with black women only, and you don't find a lot of black women that even do that in the first place. You know what I'm saying? A lot of black women, that's like taboo for them still. Well, I take that back. They do it, but they don't openly admit to it. They do it, but they may say, I don't do it or whatever. I don't know. How the hell are you going to be gay and you don't do that?
You don't have to lick ass to be gay.
But I mean, you already screwing it without a dick. So at least you can do.
Hey, I have one.
Oh, yeah, my bad. I hope you didn't bring that with you.
No.
Okay.
You
Drunk Manual. So Ruby, oh, before I go, Ruby, I gotta give Ruby some props. Ruby pulled her shit and smashed in one day.
Damn it, man.
One night. Now, I mean, I've done that before, but it ain't like I could just come from out of town, just pull up in Dallas or whatever, just pull up to the club and just see a chick, and then the chick just holler at me like, come on, I want to go home with you tonight.
She's straight, too.
That's what? She's not straight.
Well, I was her first.
It was her first time. She just wanted to experiment. She wanted to experiment with a total stranger.
And I was glad to help her.
That really? Way, I guess she feel like if she can always deny it, it never happened. She don't know her. So there was somebody from out of town.
She didn't even know that I was even out of town. She didn't know, like, when she was talking to her, she came up to me. I ain't come up to her. And she just started talking.
Really?
Yeah.
And what did she say?
She was just like, so you like the club so far?
Uh-huh.
And I was just like, yeah, it's cool. She's like, yeah, I'm a little bored. And then she was just like, so what are you doing tonight?
Just like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then what? I want to know how the conversation went. Like,
she was just like, what you doing tonight after this? And I was just like, shit, probably just going back and going to sleep. She was just like, well, I think you're cute. Can I go back with you? And I was just like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And it was just that easy.
Uh-huh.
And when y'all got there,
she took a shower.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I was texting you. And she took a shower and everything. And we're just like, ready?
Right.
Ready?
Y'all bold, man. Y'all bold ass motherfucking Atlanta women.
So did she just start eating your pussy or what?
No, she didn't do me.
Oh, you only did her?
Yes. Hell no. I'd be pissed off. I'm sorry. I cannot have somebody's inexperienced down there making a fucking mess.
What it do?
Hey. Kids in the building, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know. This night is going to be crazy. So now.
Bringing up the share,
because
you're not supposed to walk in nowhere with food and not bring
y'all need to pay attention
to the show.
Damn, really? I don't know. Key just got here, and...
I thought we was better than that.
I've got Ruby Candy, I've got Key, I've got Michigan Girl in the building, and it's not even the first half hour of K100. We're going to see how this night ends, ladies and gentlemen. Episode 213, which is the Freakometer, part 3. All right.
I get 0 lashes.
You get 0 lashes.
Really?
You already had 10 lashes. The people who already got verified 10, I mean, you can't get it any nastier than the shit that I've already asked on the show. So hopefully when the line starts filling up, I'm going to ask some of these new people some questions. You know what I'm saying? Everybody in this room, well, not Ruby, you only got like.
Ruby had a lower.
Yeah, you had like a 6 or some shit.
What? She don't pay me.
What are you talking
right.
about? No, I didn't. No, you didn't have.
What,
the Freakometer?
Yeah, you didn't even.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, we would. Half, all the women that was K100 women was all freaks and stuff.
You?
No.
You didn't get a 10?
I did everything that a man did and everything that you asked me. And I.
You don't say that, girl. You don't.
That's right. Well. So she's focused on what's going on behind me here. I don't know what her keys, what they're doing back there. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. Make sure you hit the number 1 when you call into the show. All right. We got to hold on. We everybody, because we got drugs in the building. Not the hardcore. Purely recreational, Mr. Officer. All right. So, Candy.
Yes.
You said that you know when you're going to skeet because it doesn't come from...
It comes from my soul, baby.
It comes from your soul. It doesn't come from your
soul.
when it skeets out, does it... No, I mean,
when
it's one thing to see, does it gush out? Does
yeah,
it, is
it
like,
it,
like a puddle?
Like I tell people, I be like, man, when I come, it's just like a big ass... it's a waterfall, like.
So you got you want the motherfucker gotta lay a towel down first.
Yep.
Key, do you soak right through towels?
I soak through mattresses.
Oh my god. She said she soaked through mattresses, nigga. Fuck a towel. That's some wet.
Box spring, nigga.
Through mattresses and box spring?
Yes, sir.
She got that good.
Already.
Well, you have to prove that here tonight. 347-934-0966. Let me see if anybody's on the phone lines yet. Oh, we got people on the phone lines. All right, make sure if you're on the phone lines, you hit the number one. All right, make sure you hit the number one so I'll come to your phone lines. In studio tonight with me, I got Ruby Candy from the Candy Shop Radio. I got my homegirl Key in the building. I got my homegirl Michigan Girl in the building. This is K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Make sure you follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter at Blizzum, man. Check me out. Tonight's episode 213, The Freakometer. This is our show where we just talk about sex. We see how freaky people are. You know what I mean? We ask you, well, you know, do you suck dick or whatever? We got to get some new callers, though. We got to get people who've never took it. So far, this is our third installment of the show, and everybody in this room pretty much gets like 8 lashes. You get a lash for everything that you say, right? For instance, if you say, yeah, you suck dick. Yeah, you took it up the ass. Yeah, you for girl that fucked another girl. Yes, you've done a threesome. Yes, you suck toes. Yes, you lick ass. Yeah. Say something about lick. Ruby said guys who like their ass licked might be what, gay?
No, I just said they
like their ass licked.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said I did, so I don't care. But I said that before. Somebody, I was on another show. It was a guy on there was making a big deal about it. You know what I'm saying?
His ass licked?
Yeah, he was making a real big deal about it. I'm like, nigga, I probably get way more. I probably get way more pussy than this nigga talking on the phone. He was some lame nigga. I was like, yo, what are you talking about, son? I was like, I don't give a fuck. I was like, just people, some people like shit and some people don't. You know what I mean? But I don't know about, I don't really, that's not really a big thing to me. But you're going to get asked if you lick ass or not. That's a question. I mean, that's probably one of the nastiest things that people consider. So that's going to be like deep down in the questions. You know what I'm saying? If you get all the way up there, you truly are a freak. So how could you possibly have gotten 10 and you just said that you don't do that? I know she didn't get 10.
I don't know.
No, you had a really low score in the last freaking meeting.
Well, you know what? I can change it now, baby.
Uh-oh. What? You start licking ass in the past 5 minutes and I missed
it? No, but I did. I won. That's what
she lost her point. Sucking dick, licking ass.
No, wait a minute. Let me, this, hold on. Stop. I got to get this straight. Why are you sitting right here? The whole situation with the guy. All right. Let's just clear it up for everybody. We're going to the phone lines in a minute. I see 912 with a hand raised. We're going to come over there in a minute. Shouts out to the 910. Shouts out to 850 and 404 and 863. Shouts out to everybody that's already on the phone lines. I really appreciate it. We're going to get to the freak meeting. But you suck the guy's dick. The one guy, the football player
guy.
Yeah,
I told you I just sucked the head. I didn't know what I was
doing. What the fuck do you mean, suck the head?
Right. I tried it.
So what do you mean?
It didn't work.
Can you show me with your finger or something, like how you did it? Like.
Yeah, suck my phone
and
show me how you did it.
Uh-oh. Oh, wait a minute.
Damn.
Uh-oh.
You
didn't
put the whole thing in there like you
I know
did.
I know
I did. I know. You're lying. You just suck a dick like that and you suck his dick.
No, I didn't.
She stayed on the head. She
got a little suction
in her mouth, though.
She got
a little suction.
Oh, shit.
This is exactly what I can do on a clip.
And we also, before you got here, we verified that Ruby is indeed a female.
I wasn't here for that. And I missed it, too. Let me see.
Okay, you want to do that again for them to make sure? It's up to you.
Wait, hold on. I want
to verify, too. So, tonight is probably going to be absolutely hammy. Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
Okay,
you take my word for it. You take my word for it,
man. I want to see, too. I'm nosy.
Oh, I can't say.
So oh. Key verifying right now that she's
good. Okay.
Yeah. So that's three. So everybody who was on the internet saying that Ruby Candy was a guy. Mm-hmm. It's been verified by three members of the K100 family that she's indeed all woman. And so basically you see what kind of night is gonna be tonight here in K100, ladies and gentlemen. It's gonna be that kind of, I suggest you text your homeboys and homegirls and tell them to tune in. They about to miss a great show. 347-934-0966. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. 912.
You should already know who that is.
Of course. Oh, that's it. That's Billy Bad Phoenix. Billy Bad Phoenix is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. What up, homie?
Hey, what's up? What's up, ladies? What's going on?
What's going on? Billy Bad Phoenix says, what's happening to all the ladies? Okay, 100, what it do?
Hey, Phoenix.
Billy Bad Phoenix is, hey, Billy Bad.
Yeah.
Did you say you recently had a threesome? Didn't you up your strikes from last time? Didn't you just recently have a threesome? You recently had a threesome, and you hadn't had a threesome yet at that time we had the last Freakometer, right?
You went to sister?
Yeah. Last week in the segment, I did not have a threesome until after coming from Panama City.
So he said he didn't have a threesome until after he came from Panama City, and we had the freaking meter a long time before that. So what happened, homie? How did that happen? Can you tell us who it was, by any chance? I mean, maybe not name names. Do we know these people, by any chance? I don't know.
Yeah, no, but I ain't gonna put them out there like that.
Oh, okay, don't do it.
I ain't gonna put them out there like that.
But so how was it, homie? Was it everything that was cracked up to be? Was it all the things that you fantasized about being a guy? Oh man, what would it be like to be with two chicks? Was it everything that you had it cracked up to be?
It was all that and this, man. It was unbelievable at first, you know.
Uh-huh.
I'm just thinking like, dang, is like this really gonna happen? I can't believe this is gonna happen. Like, it is happening.
It is kinda unbelievable though, ain't it? It's kinda unbelievable, ladies. Let me go ahead and put it out there for the ladies. It's kinda unbelievable when you a guy, the first time you find yourself in that situation, you be like, oh fuck, it's really going down. You really do be like that. I think anytime anybody finds themselves in that predicament the first time they was with another person, three people. What about you? Did you find yourself in that? Was you like, wow, this is really finna pop off the first time you did it?
Yeah.
Or did you just start out doing it? I don't know.
No, it's that. Yeah.
Were you amazed? No? Anybody else? Anybody else been with other people here?
I was ringleader.
Damn it.
She said that she was the ringleader. Michigan girl said that she was
amazed.
She was amazed. Astounded. I was too though. I remember the first time I did it, man, and I was like you, homie. I was like, damn, this shit finna really pop off. I was geeked up and shit. You know what I'm saying? All excited and shit like that. You know what I mean? So that's kinda how I took it too. So what happened after you did it, you know, what happened? What kind of positions did you try?
Man, I just tried everything, you know, hit a chick in the back while eating a girl out at the same time.
Wow.
Hit a chick in the back while she's eating her home girl out. Same
uh-huh.
thing, switch positions.
Switch them up,
I'm getting my face and my dick rolled on, so it was...
Oh, the face and the dick at the same time. Right here, right? One
of them. Handcuffs.
Spider, one of them sitting on your face, one of them sitting on your dick. What did he say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Handcuffs.
You got handcuffed? You let two chicks handcuff you?
Yeah, hey, I love that, man. Dude, ain't nothing like, I like getting handcuffed.
You do?
Yeah, man. Hey, that got me feeling like a kid in the candy store when I get handcuffed. The minute somebody breaks the cuffs out, I don't know. I just crack a big chest out cat smile, you know, just because I already know what's about to pop off. So
I don't know, man. I mean, I'm good. I mean, it's all right, but I ain't a fan of it like that right there. You know what I mean? You feel me? But
I don't know.
I think I'm a little too claustrophobic for it, really, though. I don't know. So after that, how long did you last? That's the real question. Two chicks. You got two chicks in the room, Billy Bad. How long? Tell us the truth now. Don't lie to us.
Oh, no. Ain't no lies, bro.
How long?
Ain't no lies, bro.
The first round. Keep it 100. I hope they're on the line, whoever they are. So they can hit number one and be like, this motherfucker lying. So maybe dial.
Nothing.
Okay.
I didn't even keep the time. Lost track of time, actually.
Right. So
I didn't even keep the time. I was too into it to really pay attention to the time frame of it.
You were too into it. So that's about 2 minutes.
I don't know.
That was good. You did good.
I mean, now I don't know if you want to count let's see. I don't know if you want to count the pics we took and all that
y'all
stuff as a delay. But
y'all got pictures?
Y'all got pictures?
Can you email them to me?
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
We got a computer right here. We can just look at that. Can you email that to us? Can we see that?
Be lying, Billy.
Well, once I get my phone back on, then I'll most definitely do that.
Keith said you better not be lying. Are you telling us the 100% truth?
What happened?
I said, Keith said, we're trying to make sure you tell us 100% true at the threesome. When you had a threesome, you know what I'm saying? You said you took pictures of and everything. We just want to make sure you keep it in 100 with the people. That's all. That's it.
Oh, no, I'm keeping it 100 with you. And you know, just to further my proof,
right.
Ruby knows who I'm talking about.
Whoa! Ruby?
What? You know who he's talking about?
Mm-hmm. Are you going to tell her?
No.
Wow. Oh, she's not going to tell us.
We'll get it off air.
I mean,
sidebar.
We'll talk sidebar. We won't say it on the air. We'll find out who it is. Tell everybody in the ear who it is. So we'll know.
We
must know them. If they know Ruby.
Billy?
How the fuck do they wait a minute?
They actually know all of you, really.
Oh, wait, they know all of us?
Well, yes. You can pretty much say that they're a part of the group.
I'm not involved.
They're a part of the group?
It's going to be an interesting show, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be an interesting show tonight on K100. I mean, it really is, for real.
I hope they call in. If not, I'll just put them out there if they don't.
Damn.
But I'm pretty sure she won't deny it either. So.
You gonna put them out there?
No, not in a bad way. No, no. I'm just saying. I'm gonna tell you who they is.
Oh shit.
But I put the feet like this. It would not surprise y'all. That's all I'm
going to
say.
Wow, man. Them. This show is going to be ham. I mean, I don't know if we're going to get into that on the show or not or whatever, but I got to get on the prop.
Oh,
Lord. He can get a half of them. Lash.
For that, that's a threesome.
For who? Yeah, but
it doesn't matter what the chicks was or whatever. The point is he had two chicks at the same time.
Well, he still want to hook up with me to this day.
That's what I'm saying. He had two chicks at the same time. It don't matter if they was 200-300-pound chicks. It don't matter if it was two.
Y'all like five.
Gorilla-looking chicks. It don't matter. He had two chicks in the room at the same time he gets the last.
Okay, you know what? We can go ahead and nip it in the bud now. Y'all want me to tell you who?
No. I don't want you to say it. Don't say it. I'm overruled. They want Billy Bad to say who he had a threesome with on K100. Put him out there. Where's Nudie Junior, Dre, or somebody? Where them dudes at? Any one of them guys on the phone? Put him out there, Billy Bad. Go ahead. What do I got to say about it? I'm done.
All right. Okay, so listen, after we came from Panama City, and I told you I was going to go to South Carolina.
What?
Now, the person who I went to meet when I called you.
Oh, really?
I just can't hear it.
Yes. Really?
Yes.
Okay, you want to say it?
Yeah, you better say it.
Queen.
I'm not.
It was Twink.
So he said, did you say Twink?
Twinking at home, girl.
Wow. Now you're going to make me go. Now I got to hit Twink up and get her on the phone because you're talking about on K100. You know the rules. I got to do it. Someone said something about candy.
Yes.
And what do I do?
I look like I do on my picture.
Oh, yeah. Candy does look like her picture.
That's a little higher.
Thanks for answering that because I sure was about to ask that, too.
Yeah.
Clarify all that up what old boy said the last time.
Oh, good golly.
it's crazy over in the studio. You gotta be over in the studio. I'm so distracted in the studio right now.
And
I don't know how I'm gonna do
this. I wish I could have came.
I don't know how I'm gonna make
it.
They are being very distractive right now in the studio, ladies and gentlemen.
She can't really hide it though. It's just like right there. It's just out in the open for everybody to see.
They over here. Okay. 347-93. How am I gonna concentrate if you people keep doing it? I can't do the show. Billy Bad had a threesome.
Billy Bad, we gotta get Twink on.
Look, yo, let me go ahead and somebody hit Twink up. We're trying to get Twink on the line. Hold on, K100. Don't go anywhere. I'm trying to actually get Twink on the line because somebody, I'm Facebooking and hitting her up on Twitter like, yo. I'm hitting her up on Twitter. Oh, shit. And see, people are back. She's back. He is tripping back there behind me. She is tripping behind me. I can't get to her shit. Where's
you're so wrong.
I can't even get to her shit.
In the group.
You can't
I don't know. Yeah. But anyway.
You just text her?
Right?
Yeah. Okay. Hopefully she calls into K100. We've got to verify. I mean, you be going to put her out here on K100 and tell everybody that you and her girlfriend had a threesome.
Stop it.
Everybody's slapping on each other's ass. And they're still turning me on and I can't pay attention to the fucking show.
Well, you need to focus on the show.
Really? You want me to focus on the show with you three people in here with me? 347-934-0966. That's the number of Johnson. All right. If you're on the look, you guys got to hit the number one on the switchboard if you want to talk. I don't know if you want to talk or not.
Did you lick their ass, Billy?
Did you lick their ass, Billy?
Was there any ass licking going on, Billy?
Okay, you know.
Was there any ass licking going on,
Billy? Everything sexually. So yeah.
Come on.
Was there any ass licking?
Ass licking.
In your threesome, the threesome that you had.
I was licking some ass. Yeah.
Why?
I still did. I mean, shoot.
He is stupid. He
I
is
was licking ass. I was licking ass, smacking ass, beating ass. I mean,
he's retarded. He's retarded. All right. Look, this is what's going down on the show tonight. In studio with me tonight. I've got Key in the studio with me tonight, Michigan girl, and I've got Ruby Candy from Candy Shop Radio, and that's who all is in studio with me tonight, right here beside me. They being distractions and shit. They feeling on each other. I don't know if they're going to start kissing or something. I don't know what's going to happen tonight. But I can't focus if they keep fucking playing and shit. Ass everywhere. Everybody's looking hot. What do you want me to do, ladies and gentlemen? I've got a whole hour and some change. Possibly 2 hours if it get crazy enough. We're going to 3 hours a night. Why not?
Thank you.
Hold up. Hey, Twink.
What's up?
Okay, Twink. So the reason why I had somebody text you and hit you up about the show tonight, you know, we was on the phone with Billy Bad, and you know we're doing the freakometer. And last time Billy Bad couldn't say yes that he had a threesome, but in between the last show and now Billy Bad said yes he had a threesome and. He insinuated, implied, downright said that you were there. Were you there?
Yes.
My girl, that's what I'm talking about.
Matter of fact, I have pictures.
You and your girl took pics on your camera, which y'all still ain't never sent to me yet. And
first of all, one of the pictures I'm not going to send to you, and you already know why.
Did you erase it?
No, because technically, Blizzum was in that picture.
No, not that one. No, God, no, not that one. I'm surprised you still got that one. No, not that one. No, that's between me, you, and her. No, that's me keeping that far away.
You don't want K100 to know?
I forgot about that thing. You should tell them.
What are you talking about, man? What are you talking about?
They had me handcuffed to the headboard, right?
Yes.
And this is when I gave her your poster for the cinema of me. So she unwrapped the poster. And she had put me on this Mardi Gras mask or whatever it was.
That treat you like a bitch.
Wait, it was pink. I'm sorry, it was pink.
She had put on this Mardi Gras mask and took a picture of me next to your poster in my drawers.
Oh, that's a little suspect.
What the fuck, man?
Hey, don't tell me you coming to my team.
She was gonna send it to you, and I was like, "No, you better not, because you gonna kick my ass. You do that, you know."
I'm gonna explain why. I'm gonna explain why the poster was in the picture.
You took the hell out. That's freaking me out. That's freaking me out.
I promise I delete.
That's freaking. No, don't send any pictures about it. You fucking insane. Are you crazy?
Send
it to me. This fucking picture.
I'm telling you, man.
That picture. If anything happens with that picture, I'm telling you, destroy that fucking picture.
No.
That shit is weird. Okay, Twin. Wait, Twin. Twin.
How was the meat?
How was it?
Yeah, how was it?
I'm not gonna lie, I have no complaints.
Uh-oh.
Well,
but you be doing a girl, so your stuff might be kind of tight.
What?
Huh?
Why you can't just get a man no problem?
Hey, and I ain't gonna lie, Twink got ass for days, weeks, months, and years.
Yo, man, I'm concerned about this picture. Okay.
All right, look, I'm gonna tell you about the picture. So he was handcuffed to the bed with pink fuzzy handcuffs, holding a pink magic wand, wearing
a mask.
The reason the poster was in the picture is because I needed a timestamp, because I didn't want him to go, oh, that was from years ago. No, nigga, that's recent. That's after the cinema of me came out. Booyah.
Wow.
Damn. You, what color was the Mardi Gras mask?
Purple. Why did you have
it
a fucking wand?
It was pink and purple and had feathers on it.
Pink and purple with feathers.
Why did you have the wand?
Why did you have the wand in
that
your
That was
head?
His magic stick.
What
well,
the
yep,
fuck is wrong with this dude?
He got some explaining to do.
Because he was handcuffed. He had no choice.
He blasted us out on the internet, telling everybody to come to K100 Radio right now. Text everybody in your fucking phone. Get on your Twitter. Get on your fucking Twitter and your fucking Facebook. Tell everybody to come listen to this shit tonight.
Well, I bet you got it.
I haven't even got a chance to even text nobody.
I will say this, that on a scale from 1 to 10, Billy Bad's face game is like a 10.
What?
How much?
Oh, well, she done had some face.
Oh,
hell
yeah. Uh-oh, you might have key attention.
There's one detail I'm going to have to give. Billy Bad did hold his own. Billy Bad not only was able to eat pussy, but fuck a bitch at the same time. And did both of them very well.
Wow.
There you have it. Billy Bad, outside of being tied up with pink handcuffs and having a wand.
You better be digging somebody down, fam.
I'm tired of
that. They doing that.
Fucking picture right there
what
for some fucking crazy.
Now, we
want to
see the picture.
I still
want to
see the picture. But what color was your drawers? Tell me you ain't have on no tidy whitey.
No, he had on a tidy whitey. He had on, I believe it was boxer. Hold on, let me look at the picture.
It was boxer briefs.
It's right here in my phone. I'll put it in
K100.
I got y'all.
What?
A Mardi Gras mask.
She's going to call it K100.
Oh, shit.
K100.
Yo, if you're not in my K100 group, I hate it for you. Wait a minute. Wait, are you posting it in the private group?
Yes, the private group. Don't do like Ruby.
This is crazy. Okay. So Billy Bag got tied up, had a threesome with Twink and her girl.
Keisha said, what the hell, Billy?
I don't know.
What the hell?
I don't know.
Keisha said. In the room, she said, what the hell?
I got to give him, she said he handled his business. He dicked him down, face game was on deck, whatever. He just was just, it was wild. Why did you have to have all the props? What the fuck?
Oh, because Billy Bad doesn't know how to set the fuck up, so. There it is. He didn't know how to shut the fuck up. My homegirl talks a lot of shit also. Like,
did you gag him?
Oh, no. It didn't go that far.
It didn't go that far. But I will say that, Never mind.
Wearing
his mouth falling that he got fucking wand in his hand.
Hold on, what are you saying, Sweet? What are you saying? What happened?
Nothing happened.
Oh, I thought you were trying to say something.
I'm not incriminating myself in this. We're talking about Billy Bad right now, so it don't matter.
What were you going to say? Quiet minds like to know.
Right, did you get gagged off of something, Twink?
Okay. Hey, did you take it in the face, Twink? You take it in the face.
My throat was a bit sore.
Your throat was a bit sore? Give me inches, Twink. I want inches. Like a measurement. How deep is your throat, Twink?
My throat, I don't know. Billy Dad, how long is your penis?
Did you swallow it?
Did he nut first?
Did you bust a nut from the head?
No.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you did?
No, I make
okay.
sure they come first before I do.
Okay. Oh, so okay. So you didn't bust one like that. All right. Okay. I'm really tripping up on it. I wish the other girl. Hey, can y'all three-way the other girl? I gotta take some more calls. Can you three-way that other girl?
No pun intended.
Yeah, I can.
But wait, did you?
Yeah, go ahead. Call. Yeah, go ahead. Call her up.
Is the picture in there?
Just matter of fact, she got a couple copies of the picture. She got video.
Yeah, she got videos.
All right. You cannot physically ejaculate and urinate at the same time?
No, you cannot.
No, you can't.
No, because they shut off your urethra.
Oh, this is what somebody said in the K100 page. That's because earlier I asked the women who skeet, you know what I'm saying? How can you tell if you
women
piss
can.
Or not?
I don't shit in my same hole.
What?
I mean, women can. I mean, y'all come out the same hole too, but y'all actually shut it off. Because if y'all could, the acid in the urine would kill your sperm. So it has to shut that part of your urethra off while you're ejaculating.
But you don't know the feeling.
It just
pressure
feels like
you're
going
to
urinate.
Yeah,
we were saying we
like
not. Yeah,
like
having a headache, they feel like you're
going
to shit.
Right,
yeah.
Some women say you...
I didn't feel like I was going to shit.
You can't.
No,
you can't, but it feels like you are. Like, it feels
right,
like you're going to...
You really have...
Let me ask Twink. Hey, Twink, are you a gusher? Are you a gusher, Twink? Do you skeet? Twink.
She might have put you on hold to call over. Girl.
Oh, she probably did. She probably should be weighing a check. Okay, hold on. I was going to ask her. Oh, let's go to some more callers. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. I see Keisha on the line. Keisha, you want to talk now?
Sure.
Okay.
Hi,
what's up,
Keisha? Hey, what's going on, ladies? Y'all hold it down.
What's up, K100 Internet Radio? I got. Oh, is that Twink? Twink, you back?
Yeah, this my girlfriend Michelle's on the phone.
Oh, hold on one second, Keisha. Hold on one second. We got the other girl. Hi, what's your name again?
Little bit.
Okay, what's up, little bit?
Hey, nothing. What's up?
First of all, let's back up a little bit. All right, this is K100 Internet Radio. How you doing? I don't know if you ever been to my show, all right? This is streamed live over the Internet. It's going to be archived. I want to make sure you understand. You know what I mean? Now, this is the motherfucker.
Okay, okay.
But today we're talking about episode 213, the Freakometer. And we're trying to get people freak lashes. You know what I'm saying? For every freaky thing you do, you get a lash. We haven't even started.
Okay.
What are they doing? I've got three chicks in here that are fucking distracting the hell out of me, doing all kind of flirty sexual stuff. Also, we've got Billy Bad Phoenix on the line. We've been told that you and Twink had an encounter with my homie William Billy Bad Phoenix. Is that true?
Yes, you did.
Y'all had a threesome with him, right?
Yes, we did.
Okay. First of all, we're trying to get to the bottom of a couple things. Yeah. A, why the fuck was my poster right by the which one?
Hey, that was Twink was doing. That wasn't my doing. I just took the pictures.
You know, I'm the host of the show, right? Blizzum, this is me. That's my fucking CD and shit. But this is my radio show. So you realize.
Blizzum, that's what's up.
Okay, I got this whole scenario. What the fuck? Why did he have a wand in his hand? What were y'all playing?
I'm just trying to understand that part, too.
We was playing dress up. He let us handcuff him to the bed, so shit. I had some little furly little pink shit.
We did have that pink boa.
Yeah, I know, right? If we had the boa, it would have been off the chain. He allowed us
to handcuff
him to the bed.
It would have got worse. I objected to it.
Wait,
it would have got worse.
You say she had a plan, boa? What's up with your ass?
He told us we can do it, so we did it.
Yeah, but it ain't go as far as the boat. It would have got late.
Did y'all put makeup on? Billy, you're really not making my suspicion even, you know, no much better.
Makeup? What's the pink boa in the picture?
Did you have some sparkling?
No, we had one, but he wouldn't let us put it on him and take a picture.
Makeup on him?
Nah, I didn't do the boat.
I'm just, okay, so a little bit. Why? Okay, so y'all were just y'all were just, yeah, he was y'all guinea pig for the night, right? And that's cool, I guess. That's what he was there for. He was y'all plaything. He was y'all baby doll. When y'all
technically, no, he was there for, he was Michael. How the hell I got involved? I'm still clueless to this day.
Okay, you got involved because you happen to be my girl, so you have no choice but to do it. Thank you.
No,
because
no, we
got
back
going
to
back and forth
that
in the bed, and you decided that because I was sleeping right by Twink, and then you hopped in between me and her when y'all had like a little spazzing out moment or whatever. So that's how me and you got.
No, that was you and her. Y'all had y'all little spazzing out. I left y'all sitting on the floor, arguing, and I got in the bed. And all I know, somebody got in the bed and came and put their arms around me, and shit went from there.
You shouldn't have gotten
the bed. Hey, look. Hey, I'm putting it like this. Hey, look. Okay, hold on.
He did not get in the bed, put his arms around me. Now Twink was sitting on the floor, and it went from there.
Okay. So I know. So we've established on the show that you guys had a threesome and everything, and then they asked, was Billy Bad good? Was he good in bed? Was Billy Bad good in bed?
Oh,
yes. He was?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so, well, he
no
got verified. He got verified by two chicks that he was handling his business in the bed, ladies. That's all that really matters,
no
right?
Complaints.
Okay. That's all that really matters at the end of the day, all right? That's all that really matters. So, he got verified on both of those. Okay, well, thanks for calling the show.
Where's the picture? I'm waiting on the picture.
Yeah. Y'all sending the picture?
I got the pictures if y'all want them now.
Yeah. Hey, mama, send it to my phone, baby.
All right, baby, I got you.
Are y'all going to send them to K100?
Yeah, she's going to send them to me, and I'm going to put them in the group.
All right. Okay, you guys stand by.
Oh, I can't wait to see this.
You should not want to see this.
You want the videos too?
Hey, in a little bit, I'm going to put you like this. Me and you got some unfinished business. Instead of when I get back to South Carolina, so...
Okay, first of all, you can't be having sexual relations with my girl.
Why can't I? Hey, no, are you gonna fuck him?
Michael, why can't he? It sounds like you're hating.
Damn.
I don't know.
You good, ma. Do what you want. That's your pussy. You down there in Carolina. I'm up here in Baltimore. Do what you want, ma. Just know when I get down there.
You, come on now.
You can send the videos to me.
Billy Bad, you know, handling his business. Even though Billy Bad got dressed up like a little baby doll, he still handled his grown man B.I. So, you know what I mean? Definitely get back to that right there. All right, stand up, please. Don't hang up. All right. Okay. Back to Keisha. 347-934-0966. That's the number of dollars to the show. The second hour is coming up, which is normally when everybody calls in. I guess everybody puts their kids to bed around 9. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show, all right? Hit us up. Keisha F. is up on the line next. Now, Keisha F.
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, what do you think about, do you think it's weird that Billy Bad was dressed up like a girl with my poster right next to him while he was getting it on?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes, I don't understand, Billy. I really don't understand. I need you to take a minute and do a little self-examination, Billy.
Are you filming? Okay.
On so many levels.
You know what I mean?
I'm ready to see that damn picture.
For real. We got to see what that. Okay, Keisha F. You've already had a freaking meter. Has you increased your freaking meter, you know what I'm saying, by any lashes last time?
I don't know. I may have. I don't know. Since I'm such a bad girl, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, you are a bad girl. You are a bad girl.
Whatever.
Yes, indeed. You're no longer a good girl. So, well, what do we have? I mean, we know you suck dick, right? That's one.
Yeah.
You said you lick ass before. That's another one. You swallow cum before, right?
Dang.
I don't like you.
I have, but I hate it. I hate it. One time. One time is all it took.
That's a half of an ass. It was only one time. You
only did it once?
Yeah.
Once.
I don't know if I can give you a last for
that.
Why?
Because I can't. I mean, once?
Nah, that's enough.
I mean,
yeah.
I guess. That's enough? Have you ever swallowed cum, Ruby?
No. What, a man's a woman?
A man.
Dang, Ruby.
Hell no. She didn't even suck the dick all the way. How she gonna swallow the cum? Hey.
I know she sucked that finger kind of deep.
I know. That was because that was a woman's finger.
And
that was
Keith's finger,
too.
Oh, yeah.
No taste, no smell.
Oh, I love it. Oh,
no taste, no smell.
Woo! No taste, no smell. Oh, hey, Billy Bat.
Ain't no telling.
Okay.
He might be handcuffed somewhere.
I don't know.
But
I was gonna ask her how tweet pussy smell. Why not? Why can I ask him that question? You know what I'm saying? And they just ask everything about that guy. Why is that out of bounds? I want to know if tweet a little bit pussy smell good.
Hey Keisha.
Hey Ruby.
How you doing, woman?
Go ahead.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
One of these days, I'm going to get up there.
I think I see Shay on the line, too, but we're going to get to Shay in a second.
Out.
Whoa. I'm not going nowhere. Okay. I am not going anywhere. You know what I'm saying? You don't want me to get involved with you? Okay, fine. I'm involved with you. Somebody got to film this.
Look, y'all know he's going to be in the room, involved heavily.
Yeah.
Somebody got to film this shit. Somebody. Shit.
I got to film this shit.
I got video.
And
shit.
I got
two
phones. I got the third angle in.
Oh, man. Keisha, okay, so those are four things. I still don't know if I want to give you that fucking swallow time, but you did. I should get it.
One time is enough. I can say I've done it.
All right, you swallow cum. All right, you swallow cum.
Did you keep it down?
I did. Lord Jesus. In my mule.
Wait, so what does it taste like?
It doesn't taste like anything. It just feels weird. It feels like, what is that stuff called? Tapioca? Like, you know, it's like a weird pudding.
You know what? You would focus too much on it. You should just gulp that motherfucking shit down.
Hey, be glad it went. And stay. Be glad. That's all I'm saying.
That's why I want to give you the lash. Because you was like,
And then you have to understand that was some years ago. I mean, it ain't no telling what it'd be like now. I don't know.
Oh. You heard what she said? What'd she say?
What'd you say?
Your mouth for a little while. It'll thin out a little bit. You know, it'll break down. Won't be so flat.
Once again, that saliva on it.
Maybe you should try that.
Maybe I should.
Basically, gargle a little bit. Ruby's shaking her head like, oh my God, I can't. She can't even imagine a dick in her mouth. She's over here like, oh my God, a dick in my mouth. Oh my God. Kill me now. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, because it's nowhere up in this.
Whatever. You always want to shove your pussy in somebody's face.
I think you're a pleaser. Yeah, I am.
You like pillow pleasers, don't you?
I like, I'm dominant. I'm very dominant. You ain't got to touch me. I can come by myself.
Damn it, man.
Look, how many lashes do I have? Y'all pay attention over there. Stop all that foolishness now.
You see what I'm saying? I can't even focus on K100 tonight. What's going on? For real. I can't even focus and shit because of this. Like, for real. It's like, yeah. Okay, all right. Back to the question. I think you have 4 lashes. I'm going to go ahead and give it to you because you swallowed nut before. That's only 4 lashes. I'm still trying to figure out. Have you ever been with another woman?
No.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Shut up, Ruby.
You want a virgin? That what you like? Girls that you never been with a girl before?
I'm coming with her. Ooh.
Oh, you want Keisha?
Yeah, heck, I want to be her first.
Oh! Ruby wants to be your first. 404 coming into the phones next.
Because Keisha doesn't look like the type of woman that would... You know,
Keisha's a bad girl.
Like, damn,
Keisha's not a good girl.
You know, like,
Keisha is not a good girl. Okay.
I'm as good as I want to be.
But she's not a good girl. Okay. Just kill it. Kill it.
But she might do it. You can't get. And I just.
What? What did she say?
Put like the forbidden fruit so that she can't get, and that's why she wants you.
Oh, no.
Noonie said, ask Billy Bad what happened to him when we met those two girls at the bar. Ha, ha, ha.
I don't know.
Oh,
what
Lord. You need to call them out, don't he?
I don't know. I got to get Noonie on the, I got to get him on the line because I'm trying to figure out, if you post back and tell him to call the show, because I think the whole thing is strange. I would like to hear what he had to say about it. But, Keisha, so you only have 4. You never fuck with a girl. What else we ask? I didn't even write anything down. I'm asking the questions on the fly.
Lick ass.
We are. She said she licked ass. She said she swallowed cum. You know what I mean?
Ass.
Take it up the ass. What else?
Okay. What's the nastiest thing that you ever done?
Wait, have you ever taken it up the ass?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
No.
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 Fathom the thought.
What'd you say?
Well, Ruby couldn't even fathom the thought. She can't even take one up the pussy, let alone the ass. Yeah, anyway.
Suck toes.
Oh, yeah, suck toes. You suck toes? You ever suck toes?
I have.
Dang.
That's 7. What was it?
Shit.
Public place doing
that? Oh, have you ever had sex in a public place? Like when somebody could just walk in and see you?
Mm-hmm. I haven't done that one. I mean, I've been, you know, freakish in a theater, but I haven't had sex nowhere.
Oh, you suck dick?
We can do it on the stairs.
No, I've never done that in a theater, no.
Oh, Candy is still flirting with you. She says you can do it in the rain.
Uh-oh. Yeah, outside.
Would you just let Candy try?
Hey,
would you...
I would like to. What was that question? In the rain.
Candy hit it.
I don't think so. I probably would have to be very much under the influence.
I don't want you while you don't want you while you're sober, so you can remember it.
Uh-oh. Oh, dang! She really want to do you in, like you want to.
Dang, Ruby. I think that's a compliment. Thank you, hon.
You're welcome.
She said she gonna turn your ass out.
Like I tell y'all, there's only space and opportunity between us,
okay.
Not with you in my bubble. Like I threw them in my bubble already.
Yeah, don't mind me. Don't even mind me. Don't act like I'm not even here. Just over here on school.
Look.
Yeah. What? Fly on the wall.
Y'all are a mess over there. I know. I need to be a fly on the wall. I'm going to need to see some footage. Y'all need to get it going.
I'm still waiting on footage of Billy Bad with a wand and a Mardi Gras mask on.
Waiting on
her
girl to send the picture so she can post it.
I'm tripping so hard on Billy. All
right. Yeah, but 4-4 coming up next. Also, Shay's on the line. What if that's 7. Where I said, what else was it? Public place? You said lick ass toes.
What's the nastiest thing you've ever done?
What's the nastiest thing you ever done?
I don't know. I think probably licking ass is probably as nasty as it's gotten for me.
That is, I mean, that's for most people, though.
Yeah, that's like, I don't know.
I mean, you can do a threesome and shit, but that's freakiness. That's just another level.
One day.
Freaky, you freaky. I mean, if you're freaky, you are. If you're not, you're not. You know what I'm saying? But.
I do you,
Keisha. Oh, damn, you said you don't lick ass. Now you said you do it?
Hey, yeah.
Damn! She said she don't even lick ass. She said at the beginning of the show, hell fucking no. But some reason she just said she don't lick Keisha's ass. Beginning of the show, you was like, hell fucking no.
But she's different. I thought that's my forbidden fruit.
Wow. That's the one she was doing to, though. You know what? That is crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
That is out of control. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in to the show. You did. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. I got Candy from Candy Shop Radio in the building with me tonight. What's happening, Mom? I also have my homegirl, T, from the K100 group. She's in the building. Michigan Girl from the K100 group is in the building. We're all actually live in studio. You know what I'm saying? Sitting around and we're having a good time. For episode 213, the Freaker Meter. I haven't even given out Freaker Meters because we can't get past the revelation that our good friend Billy Bad had a threesome with our good friend Twink, and then they talked about what happened on the show. And some kind of way, my poster was involved for my album, and Billy Bad had a one. That's all we know. I don't know.
Lost it, didn't take your poster, babe.
Oh, shit. I'm still feeling the ways about it. I don't give a shit what nobody says. That's.
I'm
feeling the ways about it. But anyway, so that's all been going on. And these women over here have been talking and touching, and I'm losing focus. But I'm back, all right? So, Keisha F., you got like, what was that, seven?
Oh, I think I'm up. I think I was like six last time. I don't know.
I think that's what you had last time. Like, you never, like seven. Like, yeah, that's what you had last time. Let's see. 44784. Let's see if this is somebody who's never taken the pre-commuter. 44784. Who's this?
Hey, how y'all doing? It's Yolanda.
Oh!
Y'all suck. I can't stand y'all asses.
Can I use an alias?
Oh, goodness. Yeah. All right, let's get it in. You know what? I got a 2-for-1. I'm about to get Tasha G on the line, too. So hold on. Let me merge her on in.
Wow.
Do it.
All right.
Tasha G, you on the radio. Say hey to the people.
What up?
Okay. So, all right, the gang's all here. Let's go. Episode 213, K1's Internet Radio. The Freakometer.
Tasha, I'm about to take the Freakometer test. So, hold on. You know.
I know I'm not.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's my girl.
I quit now.
You can't quit now.
Have you ever had sex in a public place where like where somebody can walk in, like a bathroom in a store or anything like
that? Yes.
That's fine. Do you suck toes?
Hell no. Mm-mm. Oh, you can't suck toes. Feet in my mouth. Mm-mm.
No. Okay. Do you lick ass?
Yes.
That's six. Have you taken it up the ass?
Yes.
Yeah, man. What else do we have? Public places, up the ass. Oh, yeah. Have you ever filmed yourself having sex and watched it back?
Yep. I got some right now. Yep.
Hey, hold on. Let me ask Keisha L. Keisha L.
Yep.
You deserve another lash for video edit? For video, have you filmed yourself?
Yes, I deserve a lash. Thank you very much.
Give her lash.
She's at eight now. My bad. Keisha's at eight. Okay, back to Yolanda. Yolanda.
Yep.
Okay, so you're at eight. How did we get to 10 then? Oh, golden shower. We had golden shower.
I had one, but it was by accident because he was drunk and he peed the bed.
Okay. So golden shower was out, but we did. They saying that
the last time.
They saying
two separate things. Yeah. Oh. Being with a girl and the threesome was two separate questions.
Okay. They saying last show I had the being with a girl and doing the threesome is separate. So then that would still put you back at eight.
Okay, so I get 2 points for that though, because my threesome was with girls.
Oh, girl.
Have you ever had a girl on girl?
Yeah.
But with nobody else, with no man, around.
Nah, there was no man.
Oh.
So she's at nine.
Oh, okay. Help you out, you know.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Keisha, I'm trying to tell you, hey.
Wow.
Really giving points.
They ever tied somebody up.
Oh, yeah, bondage. That was the last one for 10. Have you ever did bondage like Billy Bad just did and get tied up with a bag?
No, I ain't letting nobody tie me up.
Never tied anybody up.
No. Okay, most dudes ain't with that. The kind of man I fuck with, they ain't with that.
I think that was the last one. That's how you had to get to 10. But shit, you had a solid 9.
Woo! Damn. When you put it all out there like that, I feel like a real freak. Damn.
I mean, that's the name of the show. The show is the Freak of Men. That's the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Tasha.
Man,
Tasha scared. She don't
want to
take it.
Fuck that ass time, nigga. Hey. Everybody ain't cut out for K-100, I'm telling you.
Oh, Tasha, you stop. You got to go.
Is she on the phone?
I'm just saying,
any of
my
K-100.
Nah, Tasha gone.
Hey. Wow. Yeah, hey. Okay, Tasha wasn't ready for the K-100 quiz. She wasn't ready for that. It's all good. All right.
Noonie
said his phone gonna die by the time you get to him.
Just said his phone is just gonna die by the time you get to him. His
charger
is with him. Sorry, y'all.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll get back to him. Stand by,
Yolanda.
Wow,
Yolanda,
man.
Hey. We're getting to know each other. Y'all don't know me well yet. We're getting there.
I feel like I know you a little bit better now. You know what I'm saying? I know you a little bit better now, though. You know what I mean? I know her a little better now, you know?
Yeah, just a little bit. Just a little bit.
All right. Stand by. All right. Oh, man. Don't hang up, though.
Shay.
Hello? What's up, Shay? Oh, I got to go back to tweet.
Yeah, she said.
Hey, Shay.
Hey.
Oh.
Hey,
little onion booty.
Uh-oh.
Oh, hey. Here we go.
Hey, Shay.
She wants Shay, too, now. You got
what? I didn't tell you. I want onion. That's why whenever y'all decide to have sex with a girl, I'm the only chick that y'all need to have sex with.
How you gonna lock down all the chicks?
I'm just saying if they ever need a chick.
From another state, hey.
From a long way across the other side.
I don't give a damn. I'm just saying.
You gonna be there when they what they call you?
I'm no beater.
If Shay call you, be like,
hey,
yo, come
I got enough points on my head. I can fly.
Wow. You heard that, Shay? You heard that, Shay? Shay.
Hello?
Did you hear that?
No, I had to switch phone. What'd you say?
Oh, my God. Ruby wants
I'm
you.
I'm sorry. I was trying to get adjusted. What happened?
Ruby wants you.
Ruby, stop playing.
Fly and get it.
She's
gonna fly and come get it.
Yeah.
Shut
up. All right. Here we go. Cable with the Internet Radio, man. Thanks for calling in to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show, man. Hit us up on the phone lines. Ruby Candy from the Candy Shot Radio is in there building with me tonight. All the way from Texas. She's also here for the Atlanta Underground Music Award. She's going to be on the red carpet, right? Mm-hmm. Me and her have to present an award together.
Yeah.
We don't know what we're going to do on stage yet. We still got to figure that out, baby. What are we going to do?
I don't know.
Huh?
I don't know. We got to figure out something.
We got to figure out something. What you want
to
do?
It don't matter to me.
What you want to do? You want to get out Britney Spears and Madonna on?
Hell.
You want to do that? You want to do that on the stage?
Look,
right. Maybe. Maybe, we don't know, but we're going to be live in the building. I'm one of the nominees.
Pull out a titty.
No,
I don't
want to
do that part.
I'll do it
later. You're going to do a Janet Jackson wardrobe malfunction.
Hit the Kim titty.
Diana Ross.
Can I do a Diana Ross particular titty?
Oh, hell no.
She got some nice titties, too. She do. Oh, we also verified that Ruby Candy is indeed a female. Female. So, Shay, what was your freaking meter score last time? You already taken it. I need to get somebody
talk about eight or nine. Yeah, I done been tested 2 or 3 times.
I know. I want somebody to hit your phone line that hasn't hit a freaking meter. You had like an 8 or something.
I already know I'm verified and certified.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's quick review. A quick review. Have you ever been with a girl?
Didn't I already answer that?
No, that was
on my past resume. Yes, damn it.
Thank you. You've been in a threesome before, right?
Yeah.
You swallow cum, right?
What'd you say?
You swallow cum.
That's a silly question.
Yes. You take it up the ass?
Who never swallow?
You ever taken up the ass, Shay?
Yes, I have. It's quite nice.
Right. You lick ass?
Yeah, I like some booty cheeks and ass.
All right. You suck toes?
Oh, I love some toes. Now I got a toe fetish.
She's gonna beat everybody. She's have you ever? I haven't asked the silly stuff like, have you ever had sex outside when somebody can see it?
Yeah, that's the best kind of sex. On the AC vent, in the car with the windows down, in the parking lot of my job.
Oh yeah, bondage. Have you ever done bondage?
Yes, I have done bondage. I bought me some new stuff recently.
Have you ever had a girl on girl?
Yeah, a girl on girl.
She answered that already. That was one of the first ones.
No, that was a threesome.
I asked the same thing.
No, I asked it separate, though.
I'm telling you, I asked
separate.
Well,
girls involved, yeah.
No, just you and another girl. No dude, no dick, no, just you and another girl.
Oh, no. I've never had just, what, hold on. No. Uh-uh. Unless you count, like, if he was doing something else, or.
Wait, hold on, what she was doing?
He could have been doing somebody else. I mean, if that was the case, then yeah, just girl on girl, but you know, no men around at all.
Two separate things.
Everybody.
Right.
Yeah, but they say that it's different. They saying that if it's just you.
Are you talking about if it's just like one girl and one guy? I mean, one girl and one girl? That's what you're talking about? Like just two girls?
Yes.
Nah, I never did that.
Okay. And they're separating it. Have you ever given somebody a golden shower?
No.
She had to try that question mark behind it. No.
Right.
I don't think it really counted. No.
At that time that you thought you was skeeting and you pissed in that nigga mouth. Talk about that time. Not that time, Shay. That's not a golden shower.
Shut up.
Do you skeet?
I don't know. Not on purpose. That's why I said no to the golden shower, because I wasn't peeing. I think I just, like, came, like, really, really hard and, like, kind of gushed a little bit. But I can't do it, like, on purpose. I can't like, say, okay, I'm about to do it. It just happened.
All right. Okay. Well, your score is an official 8 on the freaking meter still.
I kissed the girl. Does that count?
Hell no.
Damn. Ruby's in the building, so Ruby is like, no, that don't count.
What about if we weren't having sex? If I just kissed her just to kiss her?
No, that's just like that damn song.
You
experimenting. No.
Sorry. I'm pussy. Yeah, she got to lick her pussy for me. For her, in order for it to count to me, she got to, you know, fuck a girl. Girl, fuck
baby,
all.
You don't have to do me.
Maybe that was the foreplay.
Ruby is just like, she just bowed. She just want to eat everybody's pussy. She don't want nobody to help her.
I know some people I want to
do. You just want to make sure they're experts on it.
Yeah.
When they get on it, huh?
Yeah. I'll be very upset.
I understand.
Ruby just has a pussy fetish.
I don't know, maybe so. All right, stand by, Shay, all right?
Okay.
All right, let me get my homie on the line real quick. Nudy Jr., what it do, homie?
Man, what's up, man? I'm just walking through these streets, man. What's going on, homie?
No, man, thanks for calling the show. I got the homie Nuna Jr. from the Nuna Jr. show. You know songs like Rent Money Booty. You know songs like the Facebook song. You know what I mean? You know, all that stuff right there. You did. What's happening, Pimp?
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Sounds like I'm a gorilla, you feel me? But man, I'm just cooling, man. I'm just, like I say, I'm just walking through these city streets, man. Just trying to make a little something shake, if you know what I'm trying to say. You know what I'm talking about?
All right, so I'll be brief. I'll let you have your finish. You know I got Ruby Candy in the studio with me tonight, right here.
Oh, really?
So I verified that when people were trying to say Ruby might be a guy, no, we pretty much verified that Ruby, in fact, does have a pussy on the show today. We verified that live.
Can you tell me how you have verified that? Did you visually verify that?
Yeah, I visually verified that. Yeah.
And there you have it. Hello.
Whoever's saying that, yeah, we're going to have to go ahead and shut that whole controversy down. All right. Ashley actually looks like her pictures. I think she looks better in person. So does Keith. What, Keith, you agree?
I said she's higher in person.
Higher?
Yeah, I am higher.
I like her. She looks better. I think.
But they are.
You know, but you know how people are saying this, that, so I said, well, you know, she's in the A. We're going to get up.
You look lighter in your picture.
Yeah, that's about it. But she's an attractive chick, and she is a chick. Right. Now, they've been here fucking with me all night, man. You know what I'm saying? Keeping me busy here. Distracting me from the show at that. All right. But I just want to make sure you heard this part. So, earlier, Billy Bad Phoenix and Twink said that they had a threesome. Did you know that? Did you hear that part?
No, I was just reading about it.
Yeah. So, they had a threesome earlier, and then they said that... Okay, tell me if I should feel a little weird about this. Because I'm feeling weird about this, okay? They had Billy Bad Phoenix tied up with some pink handcuffs with a wand and a Mardi Gras mask on. And then...
Hold up.
But see, the weird thing is they had him next to my poster. Like, they had a poster of me. They had a poster of me right beside him. They said it was just a bear when this happened. Sweet said that was just so... He couldn't say...
Hold on, Blizzum. Was he looking at the poster while he was hard?
I don't know. It was just too close for me. I feel funny. I feel violated.
They're going
to So this is what's going down. Now, they did say him. They said Billy Bad handled his business. So he beat pussy up. Space game A1. You know what I mean? So I gave him some props for that. They said he handled his business. Now, it's just the extra stuff that has got me a little thrown off about the whole scenario.
Well, you know, Billy Bad is like one of them guys in the Navy that you remember that was just kind of wild. You know what I'm saying? They just, like, they come back to the boat with some wild stories. You know what I'm saying? They were like, you know, everybody in the military was wild, but Billy was one of them type of guys. You know, Billy Badass Phoenix was one of those type of guys that had an outrageous story every time. And you know the funny thing? It wasn't just a story. It was the truth.
I'm going to start believing his stories from now on because I don't even believe it. I'm going to start believing his stories now.
Hey, Blizzum, I've actually been around Billy Badass while he was receiving fellatio from a 48-year-old white woman.
What? Would that happen at the bar?
Was that it?
No. It actually happened after the bar at the St. Mary's waterfront. And one of the police officers from St. Mary's, Georgia, were about to arrest him, but this guy served with me in Ramadi, Iraq. So he actually let Billy Badass go because we served together. Yeah.
Wow. Billy Bad has been all over the place. Served up by 48-year-old white chicks with Nooney Jr. about to get arrested and got and then he's got the wild threesome.
And he just take it how he can get it, though.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not mad. I remember being 20.
Hey, Billy Badass had the white lady in the figure four leg lock, man, right up on the fucking beach, you hear me? Sand crabs and everything, biting them and all that. He didn't give a fuck, though.
So Billy Bad handled his business. That's what I'm saying. The homies all in.
Yeah.
I mean, what, you know what? I gave him props before everything. Of course, I'm a fuck with him because he's a freaking KY100 caller. And so we got, I can't just not fuck with Billy Bad about the one and the fucking, I can't not do it. It wouldn't be KY100 if I didn't fuck with him. But, you know, he's wilding out. He's 20 some, what, 25 or some shit? He's out of, he's like young. So he's out of control right now. He's ham right now. I remember being 25, I was ham. I didn't get tied up and had a fairy wand on with Mardi Gras grass with a rapper's poster next to me. But, no, I was doing threesomes too. I was doing threesomes too, so I mean, you know.
Better if he had on a cowboy hat and boots.
Yeah, but.
Ooh. That's some old. Hey, I don't know what to say about that one, buddy.
He already got a car anyway.
Hey,
he had
Ruby is stupid. Ruby is stupid. Ruby is crazy.
Why not just dress up the whole damn thing? You want to look?
Hey, like on some real shit, Blizzle.
What?
Since Ruby claims she's the biggest freak, like, why don't you tell Ruby to pull out your dick right now and start sucking it?
Oh, no. I haven't been.
She's not going to suck a dick. She's not sucking dick, period, point blank. She's a lesbian.
I don't believe that.
I'm convinced now that Ruby's a lesbian. Meeting her in person, I'm convinced that. Before, I thought she might have been bisexual. But I'm getting more and more convinced that Ruby is a lesbian. The longer I be around her. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
call me a lesbian.
It's a big difference. Big difference. I'm thinking that Ruby really is a lesbian and not just bi. I don't know, Ruby. Ruby, she told me, she said, I'm gay. I was like, yeah, but you know how sometimes as a guy, you be like, yeah, she's just saying that. You know what I'm saying? Then you end up fucking him. And yeah, I thought she was gay. We've been fucking for 4 months now. You know what I'm saying? I thought she was gay. I bet you've done that, so you know, I'm just saying. I've heard it before.
Right.
It's true. It's the truth. You know what I mean? It's the truth. So, I don't know, man. But anyway, is there any questions? Ruby, you got anything you want to holler about by Nooney Jr.? Nooney Jr., did you do a freaking meter before?
I don't think I did it.
Do you want to do the freaking meter?
Yeah.
Nooney Jr. is going to do the freaking meter. Oh, man, let's go ahead and get it in. The homie Nooney Jr. live is on the line. He's going to do the freaking meter with me. All right, so first question, homie. Do you eat pussy and like, Suck the pussy to the cum come out and swallow the cum when she come in your mouth.
Well, first off, yes, I do.
Okay.
Now, I don't. Now, listen, I'm going to answer that next question, but I don't just do that to any old chick. But to a chick that I decide to do that to, there are no limits
okay.
to what and where and how I will do it. So, I mean, if I really fool with her, bro, I mean, I would lick her. I would suck her eyeballs all the way down her toes, and won't miss one spot.
All right. So the next question: do you suck toes? Yes. All right. That's two. You know what I'm saying? Three. Do you lick ass?
Have I done it before, or do I do it all the time? What are you saying?
Do you lick ass? Will you lick ass? I mean, have you done it before?
Yeah. I can see myself doing that again, like probably very, very soon.
Okay, so that's the definite then. You already know. You know what I mean? Have you had a threesome?
I've had a fucking 20-some, dog. But hey, to answer the question, yeah, I have had a threesome.
You have had a threesome? Have you ever been involved in an orgy? Then I got to go back and ask people, because maybe Yolanda can have one. I don't know.
Yeah, orgy is what, 8 people or more, or what, or 6 people or more?
Yeah, 6 people or more, some shit like that, like 6 motherfuckers in there.
Ooh,
yeah. I actually did an orgy with me and my brother and my cousin was in there with like 10 girls.
Oh, damn.
Okay. That's an orgy. You ever gave somebody a golden shower?
Yeah, of course. Man, bruh, I have golden showered a chick. I've shit on a chick. I've brought nuts on a chick. I've spit on a chick. I've done everything.
Hold up.
You know what?
Hold up.
Real shit.
Ruby took the headphones off on that.
Man,
seriously,
headphones.
You shit on a chick?
No. You remember when Biggie Smalls had that song when he said he just wanna shit on the chick? I know
the Biggie song. But what does that
I did that to a chick. She was fucked up. She was high and shit. And I took advantage of her and I shit it all over her, dog. I just shit it on her.
But did you hit that after that, though? Did you hit that after you shit it on her?
You say, did I keep fucking her?
Did you hit that after you shit it on her?
I had already got mine. I was good. Dog ass nigga type shit, you know? Hey, Blizzum, I was like 16, though. You know, I was kind of wild then. You know what I mean?
Okay, but what else? Have you ever asked?
But as far as the golden shower, yeah, I used to mess with a Spanish chick, and that's what she liked to happen to her. She likes that.
Okay.
I had somebody ask me before, but I did not
do it. I don't know. I'm not into the golden shower thing. Have you ever had sex in the public place where you can get caught, like out in the open?
Yeah. All of the time, Blizzle.
Okay. What is that? That's 7, ain't it? What else did we add? Oh, have you ever felt?
Getting too high now, remember? He get an extra one because he didn't shit it off.
Yeah, that might have been. Did you ever? I just had one on my brain. Oh, film yourself having sex and watch it back.
Hold on, say that again.
Have you ever filmed yourself having sex and then looked at it back, like made your own flick?
Blizzum, I own 5 cameras, so that's the answer to that one.
Okay. That's 8. What else? was that everything? We covered everything?
For a man, yeah.
Yeah, for a guy. Oh, yeah, bondage. Have you ever did bondage? Like, ever been tied up with the whips and chains and shit like that? The S&M?
You know what, bro? I had tried that out before. I let a chick tie me up and do all that crazy dominatrix type bullshit. Well, it wasn't really no dominatrix type shit. She just handcuffed me, and then another time we did it, she had the little things around. I don't know what you call that shit. But at first, I didn't really want to do it because I didn't know if she was gonna let me out or not. You know, I was kind of paranoid. But once I got to trust her, you know, she like the type of person that want to tie your legs up too. Cause she want to keep sucking you, like you know when you nut,
right?
You want to get all of it out.
I know, I love they do that.
Right. You know, I might move a little bit.
Yeah, sometimes you can't take it. Sometimes you can't take it. But sometimes, you know what I'm saying, you let them ride that motherfucker out.
But see, Blizzum, when you are all tied, there's nothing that you can do about it.
I know. That's why they like to tie you up and shit like that, so you can't move and shit like that. That's why they do shit like that.
I'm talking about Blizzum. This motherfucker took me for 5 minutes, 6 minutes after I nutted. She took me for 5 minutes after I nutted.
Right.
Straight.
So,
motherfucker killed me, you heard me?
Nudie got a fucking 9 on the freakum meter, ladies and gentlemen. Nudie Jr. is a freak. He got a 9.
Hold on, Blizzum.
Yeah.
Can I get some extra credit? Can I get some extra credit on a damn test or something?
Well,
you didn't ask me what was the oldest woman that I've had. You didn't ask about that.
That's not a freak. That one don't count on the freaking meter. But you can just divulge that information. Yeah, you can divulge that information, though. You can tell us. That will give you a lot.
I hit a chick that was 61 years old. But she was fine, though, Blizzum.
What? She was fine.
61. She was fine as fuck.
She was 61.
Angela, hey, you know, she didn't look like Angela Bassett, but she was in shape like that. She was fine than a motherfucker.
Is Angela Bassett 61?
Yeah, she
old. I don't know. I might hit Angela Bassett.
Did you say that you might hit?
Yeah, Angela Bassett. I mean, hell yeah. But she ain't 60. She's not 60. Y'all lying.
She is 60 years old.
something. We in her late
50s,
if not early
50s,
because
bruh, they just had, listen, they just had her birthday party special.
Hello, Sasha. Hey, Yolanda.
Yeah.
Did you like getting choked?
I do.
Little, like, pressure is nice, especially right when y'all about to nut. Oh, my God, yeah. I like it a little rough. Pulling my hair told me a little bit. I like it.
I'm loving
it. I feel like I know you so much more now. We're going to see if Tasha can come back on. If not, we're going to go to another caller. Let me see if Tasha's going to come back on. We still got plenty of time. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. Let me go to some of these other numbers down here. I don't know, well.
I didn't
know Yolanda was even. Let me see what this is. 678-922. They don't want to talk. 860 on the air with K100. 860, I guess they don't want to talk. They've been just listening too. Alright, I'm trying to see people. Oh, hold on. Shay hit the phone again. Shay, did you hit the phone again?
Yes. I don't think I got my lash for filming.
Oh,
you didn't ask me that question this time. I need to get one more. Cause I done made a movie and some slideshows and yeah.
Film yourself and put it back and then have. Did you watch yourself fuck and then, like, was you watching yourself? Was you have you ever had sex while you watching yourself fuck on the TV?
Yeah.
Damn.
And yeah, I'm just gonna leave it at yeah.
I know.
And end up making another one.
Damn.
What is wrong with you? She's back here. She's back here out of control. She's out of control. That's key. Ruby's rolling a cigarette.
I'm rolling a cigarette.
She's rolling a cigarette.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, she's rolling a cigarette.
What
are
you doing, honey?
Uh-oh.
Talking to you.
678. Uh-oh, talking to you. Get off me, shit. Don't get Ruby started over here. Ruby said her click.
All right, I'm going to be nice.
She said her click going to get hard.
I didn't even know that, you know, my K1. Ooh, y'all just.
Keisha. I'm in that phone sex kind of voice, I guess. I don't know.
Dang, she said she going to make love to Keisha. Dang, Keisha, you going to have a fight. She want Keisha bad. Damn it, man. Mm-hmm. Hold on a second, Shay.
She's the only one that has to have
sex.
Hold on a second, Shay. 678-365.
Yo, what's good?
Yo, who's this?
It's Avenue, man.
Young Avenue's in the building. Young Avenue's in the building. We got another guy. We got an R&B singer, nigga. You better hit a 10 on the freaking beat. All that shit. You doing the stage and shit. When you perform,
nigga. That shitting's drunk. I don't do that shit, man.
Say what now? What you say?
That shitting on people's shit. I don't do that, though.
Yeah, I mean, Noonie went to another level with that one. I can't say that. I need
to learn some shit, man. I don't need to see how that fuck you sex.
Don't learn that.
No, don't learn that.
You don't need to learn that. We all in
that's nasty.
We in unison over here that you don't need to learn that.
I couldn't even imagine singing a song about shitting on somebody. What kind of shit is that?
Just ask R. Kelly.
I mean, R. Kelly did, well, not R. Kelly didn't do pee on you, but Dave Chappelle made it sound funny. All right. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blitzen. Thanks for tuning in. All right. Episode 213. You dig? The Freakometer. Basically, how it works is we ask you questions. If every question, you get a little lash, and we're going to see your freak level. 10 is off the motherfucking... 9, 8, 9, and 10, you a freak. Okay, 100. You know what I mean? You got some that just probably haven't had a chance to try some shit. But anywhere 8 and above, you really are a freak on this, if you can get 8 of them. All right? So, Avenue, let's go ahead and ask you these questions, dog. First one. All
right.
Do you eat pussy, you know what I'm saying? You know, swallow it, you know, let a chick bust in your mouth and all that?
First.
Okay, you do that. All right. Do you fuck chicks up the ass?
I have. I don't prefer it, but I have.
Yeah, okay.
I put it like this. I'm a pleaser, so you know if that's what she wants as far as to get her pleased, that's what I do. All right.
Have you do you lick ass?
No.
Oh, you don't lick ass. Oh, damn.
It really depends on how fucked up I am or how into that chick I am, but that ain't nothing I just do. Fuck
okay.
That shit.
Make you lick the asshole anyway.
What'd she say?
She said if it was her, she'd scoot up and make you lick the asshole anyway.
All right, come here.
I bet you would. I wouldn't run, though. It's cool.
Wait a minute. What'd you say?
Come here, King. Uh-oh.
What Second Avenue?
Wait, hold on. Let me get the video camera ready.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, video.
Okay,
no video. Hey, can I take some
still pictures? Can we get a still picture? A still shot? Damn, I can't even get a still shot of it. All right, put the camera up. Now, what were you saying?
I put the camera up.
Oh, no, I should say, we put the camera up. I think Ruby told Key to come in for a second. Hold on, Avenue. You going over there?
What's your ass?
No, we good. He's straight.
We'll talk about it later.
Huh?
Okay.
Damn it, man. That's the best cigarette ever. anyway, okay, so you only got, two? You only got two? That's it. You said you hit a chick, you fuck a chick in the ass, and,
He said he'll lick ass.
No, he said don't lick ass.
No, he said he has.
He said he don't do it.
Oh, he said he don't.
Yeah, he said he don't do it. Have you ever had three?
I said different. I had a foursome, too.
Oh, a threesome and a foursome? Okay, that's three. Have you ever filmed yourself having sex and then looked back at it?
Yeah, I got a couple of those.
All right. Have you ever had sex out in the open where anybody can walk in, like in a restroom, or anything like that?
I had sex in MJQ. I had sex outside of Esso's. I had sex outside of Life.
Okay.
I can keep going.
Okay. Do you suck toes?
Yes.
Okay. I guess that's making up, I guess, for the other one, because some people don't suck toes. have you ever been in an orgy?
Yeah, I mean, what do y'all consider an orgy? Because, I'd have been in
it's not just you and all chicks. Like, six people are better, you know what I'm saying? Maybe two chicks and four girls, and everybody getting it in, swapping it out and everything.
Okay, I would say, actually five. It was five. It was three girls and me and my homie.
Okay.
That's one of the three.
Can we get that? Are we giving that an orgy or just one wild night?
Orgy, it was way more than that.
So, would you qualify that as an orgy? You'd have guessed, though.
No, not really.
Okay, we don't want to give you that.
No, it ain't an orgy. Okay,
nah.
Cool.
No, it's not really, because an orgy is like when you have, eight. Other than that, shit, it's just like...
Is it really
eight?
I mean,
no,
that's a fuck fest.
But see, mine's because I had 13.
That's what an orgy
females.
Is.
I had 13 females in mine, so that was an orgy.
Okay. So.
But, I mean, you have a foursome?
Did you say you had a foursome? He's at seven, aren't you? He's at seven lashes, which isn't that bad. You ever did a golden shower? You like chicks pee on you? You pee on chicks?
Nah.
You never did that, huh?
Nah.
Okay. What else did we have for guys?
Bondage.
Oh yeah. Have you ever did bondage? Like the bond being tied up, like with the whips and chains and shit. And
I did the tying. I tied her up and put shit on her.
And did you slap her with a whip?
I slapped her with something, but I ain't slapped her with no whip.
Does it count if she did it and not him? If he didn't, is that the same?
That counts.
Yeah, we gave it to him.
That's still bondage.
That's not fair. Why? Why you ask me the female questions? I can't answer them damn female fucking questions. I want the dude questions. Ask me the dude questions.
Let me ask Ruby the dude. Avenue was at eight. Sometimes.
Yeah, that should be an eight.
That should be an eight. He made it an eight. Avenue.
Yeah.
The young homie is a freak. Hey, all that singing and all that grinding the stage, he's backing it up, ladies. Now make sure y'all go download some of Avenue's music. All right, he's one of my friends on Facebook. Look up on the Avenue, official Avenue on Twitter. You dig? That's what's up. All right, homie, stand by, all right?
All right.
Okay, what is it that you want me to ask you? What kind of questions?
I want all the dude questions. Ask me the
dude
questions.
The dude? Where? How?
You asked me the female questions. You didn't ask dudes have they sucked dick. Because
they do.
Okay.
Because she wants you to ask her questions.
I'm one of the dudes. Like, I'm one of the fellas. Like,
that's the only question? I mean, okay, so you... Look,
no,
you,
that's more
you
than
got
the
high...
other questions. Like, you... I mean, different
Ruby,
shit
you still had a high score. Do you... Okay, have you ever been with a girl?
You didn't ask if I do bondage. Hell yeah, I tie a bitch up real quick. She can tie me like...
You do bondage, right?
Yes,
Okay. Oh, if you're listening on the phone lines, we're getting ready to end the show. But if we do go over into overtime, you got to listen to it on the phone lines, all right? 347-934-0966. There's only 3 minutes left in the show. I got somebody raising their hand. I'm going to see what they want to say. And then we'll go. But if it runs over, you got to be on the phone lines to finish up listening to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. And we stop streaming live on the air in about 3 minutes. So if you want to continue to listen to the show, after that, you've got to dial in and get on the phone lines. We will stop streaming live over the internet at blogtalkradio.com/K-100. All right? I'm going to go back to Tasha because she wanted to...
Hold on. Twinkle said she's getting off the line. Have fun. Hit her later. Love y'all. Kisses.
Mm-hmm. Where the picture at?
No. Twink?
She said she was sending it to your phone.
Okay.
No, she said she was close.
But she couldn't.
Tasha.
Huh?
Okay, you ready? You ready for the freaking meter?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm
going to
be...
Just keep it 100. I don't lie.
Okay. I ain't going to lie. Go.
First up, do you swallow nuts?
No.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Damn. Already. Already.
According, wait, hold on.
What?
According to Google, 5 people or more is an orgy, so you got to give Avenue his point.
Okay, Avenue
five
had an orgy.
Four.
Five.
She Googled an orgy.
Yes.
She Googled orgy.
Yeah.
Of
course. Orgy. Okay. Tasha, do you suck toes?
No.
Yes. Do you take it up the ass?
I have.
Okay. Take it up the ass.
Wait a minute.
Oh.
I'm just glad her mouth is clean.
Did
she
suck it?
Okay.
She does. She said yes for the suck dick, no for the swallow.
Oh. Just sucking dick is standard. We don't get no lash for sucking dick in
K-100. Everybody else did. Hey. You flip it on me.
No, I asked them, do they swallow nuts? That's the answer for sucking dick.
No.
You got to swallow cum. So she don't, so she don't get that last, so she only got one.
One.
You
damn.
Feel me? She took it up the ass. She don't suck toes. She don't. Do you lick ass?
No.
Okay, don't lick ass. Have you ever filmed yourself having sex and then watched it back?
No, I haven't.
I'm not a freak.
Damn,
The person that I asked to do it, they were like, no. So what the fuck?
Wow. Oh, you got 20. You got 40. 5 seconds to call the show. 347-934-0966. Shit,
What time is it?
It's almost 10. So you got to be on the phone lines right now and enjoy the rest of these answers. Okay, Tosh, what the hell do you got going on? Okay, you been with a girl?
I haven't been sexually with a girl, but I have let her fill me up and I have kissed on them, but that's about it.
You did that at Goosebumps.
Right now, right there. Well, Goosebumps wasn't my first time.
Yeah, that did go down at Goosebumps.
you ever been with a girl? You ever been with a girl? No, right?
No, right.
Well, then you can't have a three. Have you ever had a threesome? Maybe two guys.
No, I haven't had a threesome.
Hey, you have, I don't know. I'm trying to help you, baby.
Shit. It's late. Huh?
Have you ever did S&M bondage? Like, bondage? Like, you tied up?
Nah, I don't get. Oh, you can't tie me up. Sorry.
Okay. Go in the shower. Have you ever let somebody pee on you? You pee on somebody?
Hell no. That's nasty. Yes,
Go ahead.
Thank you.
She took it up the ass a couple of times and
she
no. Oh, you at one still?
No, she took it up the ass. But he didn't give
her. I don't give her a lash for sucking dick if she don't swallow. She don't swallow. So she's at one.
No,
can we ask her the question?
The public time. Hold on, y'all. Okay, we can't help keep holding on for you.
Okay, so I'm going to let her ride out. You're
in public place? Yes, public place, yes.
Yeah, you had sex in the public place before?
Yes.
Okay. That's two.
And got caught by the police. What's the three?
I have two.
Wow. Okay. So look, Tasha.
Hold on.
Tasha, we're gonna need for you to work on your game, baby. All right. Can we up this freaking meter score by the next episode, please? All right.
Another quarter.
Oh my God.
Okay, let me go look in my car.
Okay. Somebody just hit.
That was my phone. Okay.
So 347-9. Oh, that's it. You can't call them anymore. I don't know why I'm yelling out the number. Let me make sure I go down the line and make sure everybody wanted to talk had their chance to talk, and then we'll get ready to close up the show. All right. No, that's Shay. Let's see.
Close it up. We still gotta do OT.
Huh? Yeah. Y'all want to ride into overtime?
Overtime.
Ruby want to do overtime? Let's do overtime. All right, we're back into overtime. Shay, what's up, Shay? You want to say something?
Shay!
Yes, I need to know how many lessons did I get? I need to keep up with my score.
Did I
hit 10 yet?
You didn't hit 10. Yeah, 8.
What? 8? Come on, drop down. Didn't I have 9 before?
She had the whole thing, because she did everything except being a woman one-on-one.
She never did one-on-one, and she didn't do golden shower.
Oh, yeah, so she's at 8.
Yeah, you're at 8. You didn't do bondage. Did you do bondage?
Oh, hell.
You said bondage.
Yeah, I did bondage. I just bought some new shit to go with my bondage, too.
Baby, okay. I'm coming. Just let me know.
You just never did it with a girl one-on-one. You took it up the ass, licked the ass, you sucked toes. You feel me? A lot of women don't. Half of y'all didn't suck toes, and half of y'all did. So sucking toes was, it's like the women split down the middle where they do that or not.
Toes
are
just
women,
like little fingers. They're just fatter. That's all. Ain't nothing wrong with a toe.
I suck toes. If they out of, you know what I'm saying, fresh out of the shower or something, you know what I'm saying.
But yeah, they got to be clean, duh.
You know what I'm saying? Just like
head
that right
beard.
There. I mean, yeah, yeah. All that. Got sweat. I mean, you ain't even really a woman if that ain't going to happen.
Well, men, too. I don't suck women toes. I'm talking about men toes. So, I mean, all feet ain't created equal. He got to have nice feet.
True. All right. So, what else you want to say? But, yeah, you got an 8. That's what you got. You got an 8.
Okay. I need to know my score. I just got to keep up with it so I can
keep
up. All
right. What you want to add, Ruby? We're going into overtime, Ruby. I'm going to let you go ahead.
Score?
Ruby still had like a 9. Yeah.
Because I did everything a man would do.
Yeah. And then you're really a girl, so you kind of got to give you. That's what I'm saying. You can't, but I can't do that. Because
you
said. No, because she. No,
but
because
she
said. But she said.
Wait a minute. Did the rest of y'all update y'all scores?
I didn't get to update my score yet.
Well, I didn't swallow a man's cum, and I don't suck dick. That's what the two major questions from the rest of them that I do, you know, with a female.
But you still get a 9 either way it goes.
Right.
You get a 9 if you playing as a guy or a girl.
Wow.
That's a that's major. Go ahead. I'm going to go. You said you wanted to go into
the
other
room. I want all my people on.
Oh, you want everybody on? let's run it.
Ruby is the freak of the week.
Do you want to do your score?
I didn't even get hers. Yeah.
Hold on. Let's do Michigan girl. I think you was already at the max.
I was not at those.
Man, you and Key was at the max last
time. Yeah, y'all was. Y'all hit 10.
Let's try it again.
Let's hit 10.
Both of y'all was at the max last time. Y'all got no.
And Shay.
That's what I'm saying. How I didn't drop down to 8, and I was like at the top level last time. I was like, I can't take it away. What it's already done.
All right, so let's go ahead.
I can't go and virginize myself.
All right, Michigan girl. All right, do you swallow?
Yes.
Right? Film yourself video and watch the back?
Yes.
Been with a girl one-on-one?
Yes.
Been with a threesome?
Yes.
Let's see. Tick it up the ass?
Yes.
That's sick. Tick it up the ass. What else?
Public places? Yes.
Yes.
Bondage? Yes.
You did bondage?
Yes.
Ass or swallow? I mean...
No,
yes.
Do you lick ass?
Yes.
So,
oh. Yes.
I had the same score.
I think the only thing we did.
I had the same fucking score.
Was the gold shower.
That
yeah.
was it. She
somebody
she
asked
did
me. Somebody asked me. I just couldn't bring myself to do it to them.
That's right. Neither one of y'all did the gold shower.
Mine was an accident.
But that don't count.
What you mean? Yeah, dude, she pissed on that girl.
Yeah, I pissed on her.
But it went
I said, what that
like it? Did she like it? Did she like it?
She didn't stop because I thought I just peed, and she was just like, no, you didn't. Not know where it came from. Like,
maybe you don't even. You sure it was pissed?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I'm just asking because you said it was your first time or something, wasn't it?
Yes, because I know the difference. Well, I didn't know, but I knew I had a pee-pee hole, and that's where it came out of. So my bad.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
I got a pee-pee.
Oh, man.
And because my bladder was much, it was, man, it was so relieved afterwards.
Okay, we're going to open up the phone lines. Yolanda's on the line. Who is this? 678-365. Who is that?
That's Avenue.
Oh, yeah, Avenue. You feel me? Let's see. Shay was on the line. And Keisha F was on the line. 843. I haven't talked to 843. 843-640. Who's that?
LL.
LL, what's happening, babe?
Y'all are absolutely insane. That's what's happening.
Oh, y'all.
You've been on here for a long time. Oh, your mic is open. Everybody else's mic is open, too, though. Hold on. 678. Hold on. 678-922.
It's your boy, Jay Unique, the light-skinned A-Rab. Nigga, let's go.
Jay Unique is on the line. I didn't even know. Jay Unique is on the line. I got two people that I haven't asked questions. Hold on, everybody, real quick. So.
No.
LL.
Yeah,
no.
No.
Take the last one.
LL, you're not going to do a freak.
I am just a spectator in this.
This is not a spectator sport, LL.
That's
hey, right. You got to be in there.
Get in the game. Lace up your sneakers.
Okay. Nobody know who you are, so come on, baby.
I don't know. You're not gonna. Okay. Do you swallow, LL?
I have no points.
You don't swallow? You don't swallow. Okay,
no,
now.
I have no points.
Oh, have you ever watched sex?
No.
Filmed it.
No is my standard answer for everything.
Have you ever been with
a video of LL? I don't know what she's talking about.
Ah, shut up, Shay. Was that Shay?
Yes.
Shay, shut up. This is what happens when you try to be quiet on K100. This is what happens. Y'all ain't right.
All right. I know you're lying about all of that shit. So, I mean, I just know you're lying about all of it. But I'm not going to ask you anymore because I know you're just not going to say nothing because you're just sitting here lying on the air for no apparent reason. But okay,
I
fine.
Just, no.
Never.
No.
Did everything I just
no.
asked.
Okay.
I'm not gonna ask you no more because you're saying no, but yeah, whatever. All right, stay, hold on.
I have like a half a point. That's it.
Yeah. JC.
Yes, sir.
Would you like to participate in the Freakometer?
I'm off the chain. Let's go.
All right. Let's see what this man's score is. Let's see, homie. Do you eat pussy? But when you eat pussy, do you let the chick, like, bust your mouth and, like, keep going?
That's all right. That's number one. I got that one next.
Okay. Do you suck toes?
Sure do. Next.
Okay. Do you lick ass?
Yo, I have before, but it wasn't like it wasn't on purpose. It was kind of like that too close to the fucking shit. So it was like, oh shit, oh damn. All right, keep going.
You
it's like, fuck it, you there now.
You did. Have you ever filmed yourself and then watched it back?
I got videos right now.
Right. Everybody has videos. Have you ever had a threesome?
A sevensome?
That's an orgy. Have you ever did with a seven? With seven people? That's an orgy. That's two different ones. Have you ever had an orgy?
That orgy is seven. I know y'all said five earlier, so I'm at seven. So wherever that fit at, put me in.
Yeah, all right. Okay, so that's an orgy.
What about a threesome? You and another chick.
Yeah, you and another chick.
That's two chicks.
Two chicks twice. Yeah, got that. Yeah. I'm in there with that one.
He's like an eight. Have you ever peed on somebody?
I never peed on nobody, so that one I can't count.
Okay. Have you ever did bondage? Like, have you ever had a chick tie you up and then y'all whip each other with whips and mask and shit, leather and shit?
No, I'm not about tying me up, so I lose on that one too. I'm good on that.
What about public places? Have you ever had sex in a public place where somebody can see you openly? You just said fuck it.
Yeah. I was in this playground in Virginia Beach, and the cops came, so that shit was, like, crazy.
Right.
The playground.
Wait, you said
the playground? The money bar.
The children.
Dang.
I've done
the playground. The children wasn't there at the time. It was, like, late night, but it just happened to be at the right spot at the right time.
In the morning.
Hey.
Well, that's not my fault. I was there that night. That's not my fault.
But you got an 8 on the freak committee. That's pretty good. That's pretty much a freak for the guys. You know what I'm saying? Anything 8 and above for women or females, and with all these questions, 8 of these questions, some of y'all are just so fucking freaky. It's just crazy. I don't know, Candy. Candy, you freaky, but you're freaky. You just don't like guys. Oh, well. What else you got for the people, Candy? What else? I got everybody's phone line open. Anybody want to ask anybody else a question? Because I got Keisha on the line, Shay on the line, Avenue on the line,
Keisha.
LL on the line.
I want to know why the hell old girl don't suck dick.
Because she's gay.
Hell.
Oh, okay. All right. I missed that part.
Sasha says she sucks dick, she just don't swallow.
Yeah.
Right, she don't swallow. Why not, man? Is it true that was that true what you said? Like when you hold it in your mouth, it actually breaks down?
Yeah. What?
Ladies, pay attention, please. Class in session.
It's mixing with your saliva.
So that's better. To swallow is better than holding it in your mouth.
If you want to, if you don't like the texture, if you want to thin it out, just let it sit in your mouth. Just swallow,
don't break it down. Just like
you break down food and break down everything. Just swallow. I just swallow and get over with it.
I have to.
It's good for you. It makes your skin pretty.
My K100 women, they are some of my fucking freaks. And I love
makes your head. The only thing is.
Why do you think he looks so youthful?
No, if I was a man, I'd give y'all Easter baby.
Oh my gosh.
I don't give a damn.
We'll get that back.
Why are you so obsessed with having babies?
She's just trying to populate the world.
But why you want to have a baby? Why? Because they just freak it. And I'm hey, Keisha. Keisha.
Uh-oh.
Keisha.
Hey. Yeah.
Ruby, have you realized Ruby is infatuated with you at this point in the show?
I hear.
Really? That's what you said? Be with a girl, that's why you want to be a first.
She's pure.
So you can just turn her ass out and have her hooked on that shit.
Ruby's a flipper.
Oh, Lord.
I'm serious. I'm asking you a serious question. Did you? Did
no,
you wait,
that's
no, let me,
not
no, 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 no.
I mean,
let me ask you a question,
like,
though. Seriously.
She was saying that who, what was my type earlier, you know, and it's just like
no.
Now that I'm getting out, like, Keisha, like, I respect every woman in here, but Keisha, she just, it's her. Even if I don't get the sex, I'm just, I don't really want the sex. I just, you know, I'm
it's
glad
the
to line
my is
in her. Yeah, you know.
That's right.
Right, you know, I accept her as a woman, but, I mean, I'd rather be her friend. You know, I'm glad to be her friend, but I don't have to have
a Ruby, tell the truth. You're a flipper. You just want to flip her to the other side. Come on, tell the truth.
No, no, no. Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Whenever you, okay, let me, honestly, tell me an honest answer. Whenever you sleep with a chick, and you know this chick ain't never did this before, do you be trying to flip her?
No. I want to give her back. What the fuck am I going to do? I'm giving her shit. I just...
I want to fuck her ass so much she knows she can't know what you're going to do. You don't think that in the back of your head a little bit?
No,
at all.
No,
not a little bit. Word?
That'd be all in my head when I'm fucking her.
They just... They just...
I'm going to fuck your ass up.
I don't think that, but they do. I mean, they like it, but I don't care. I'm giving them back. Like,
different
things here, and why not?
You're just trying to fulfill that curiosity,
right?
So, oh, also, you just want to make sure that their experience was great, so they can be like, "Yeah, girls, put it down."
Mm-hmm. Right. So we'll have something to measure up to, huh?
I don't want a girlfriend. Like, I don't want one. What? I don't. Hell, that's too much
hassle.
Y'all women know this.
Okay. All right. I find that real interesting. That's all I'm saying.
But once you marry Ruby, you don't want a girlfriend.
I don't want a girlfriend right now. I'm serious.
Oh, okay. Right.
You don't
want
no.
Okay.
Too much pressure.
Say what?
Too much pressure.
I don't want your love. No scratches, no bite marks.
You just want to hit it.
Hey, it is what it is.
What else? Want to be lickety splitting out.
A lot of people just hung up. For some reason, I hope their call didn't drop. Oh, it dropped. Say drop. Three calls dropped. Maybe they hung up though. Who else? But we still got Keisha LL. All right, no one's hardly on the phone lines now, LL. We get ready to wrap the show up. But no one's hardly on the phones, LL. Can you answer
so I'm not answering these questions. I can't do that.
Okay, fine.
Can you post it in K100?
Yes.
Huh? Huh?
She didn't. Can you post your answers in K100?
What about an email?
I won't answer an email. Somebody send me an email. I'll be like, nah. I don't want to show. Y'all are supposed to.
I want to know if you do swallow. Here's one question. Do you swallow?
I don't even like to fucking get it out. How am I swallow?
Say what now?
I don't even like to suck it to get it out. How am I swallow?
Wow. You should have stayed at zero.
And nobody believe me.
First of all, she's lying. Everybody's laughing because she's lying. That's the part.
I never had it in my mouth. I said that I don't like to have it in my mouth. So, of course, I don't swallow.
Man.
LL, have you ever had sex with a female?
We already know
that. I ain't doing this with y'all tonight. I love y'all, though.
I love you, too.
So that may be a... Would you do LL?
Have you had any new sex?
Would you do LL? Ruby said she would do LL.
I would.
Yeah.
Each one of y'all have different types that I like, and I like that spiciness.
For real?
Yeah.
What you like about everybody? Tell me what you like about
Ruby. Ruby don't have a type. We just established that.
Everybody's got their own little thing. What do you like about
Keith? She said she's the only female that ever just made me just, like, intimidated. And it's like, I can't get it.
Are you still intimidated of her right now? You've been here.
Yeah,
hell no.
Thank you. I'm so
afraid.
You're
very afraid.
I say, go for it.
I'm over
That's
it
just
now.
Me.
She's quiet, but she has a seductive look, and she just, I don't know.
Hey, what else? What about Shay?
My little Tenderoni, you gotta have to have a care. But then she just, but when she gets you in bed, she just looks like she just like,
fuck you up.
Really?
Ruby, somebody been telling you my secrets.
Hell no. I sit back and I'm just.
Would you? Hey, would you? I didn't mean to ask you this. Would you screw Jenna?
I'm really like rainbow bright.
What'd you call her?
No, rainbow. I just call her, you know, a woman of, you know, a white woman rainbow bright. Cause I mean, I like to play high go see. So I mean, I don't.
What does high go seek mean?
Like in the dark, I like to try to find
it. White.
And
no. Oh my gosh.
Ruby has no filter. No. I'm telling you, Ruby is a mess. Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Y'all been to a conference for men.
Is ma'am. Hot ass mess.
I didn't say that.
That's what it is? Okay. I'm not in the white
Jenna,
like that.
Yeah, I would because she just
oh, you would?
Like, yeah, I would. Because she just seemed like that type of.
Oh, okay.
Sneaky.
We don't have to talk about Keisha because you just want to just.
And Keisha, she did.
What?
You want to make love to Keisha. What? You want to make love, bro.
We're going to change the subject. Billy said conference him in.
Keisha, don't worry. Hey, I'm not.
You
want to
make love to Keisha.
You know, I'm not a stalker or nothing like that. It's just, you know, you see how we go, you know.
What am I doing? I got you stumbling in the shit. You don't even know what to say. I don't know. You just want to, you don't know. I just told you, but you don't want to say, yeah, you're right. Just say, yeah, you're right, Liz. I want to make love to Keisha instead of going all around the world.
We're not gonna, you know what?
Word. You can't do that. You can't admit that.
No, I can't admit that.
Anyway. Anybody else want to ask any of the ladies that's in the studio any questions? Anybody? No.
We all know everything about each other. What you talking about?
Okay, ain't nothing to ask.
So many people hung up. I guess everybody just had something to do tonight, I guess.
Look, my people hung Billy up was trying to get conference back in. I was trying to tell y'all.
Say what?
Billy tried to get conference back in. I'm trying to tell y'all. Y'all about to wrap it up.
Three calls drop at the same time, and I didn't know normally that's not. I see they all drop like at once. You feel me? So I don't know what that was about. Oh well. Sorry, but you know I can't dial them out. So what else, Ruby, you got before we get ready to close up the show?
What's that?
I mean, cigarettes.
Hey,
yeah, 1.5.
Still on. William wants to know if the show is going. Yeah.
Tell him yes.
So we can't call him. We ain't even
left. Tell Billy Bad we can't call him. Is the picture posted up in the group yet?
No. She can't post it from a cell phone.
She was posted. Man, she should just send. I would have posted
it. She was supposed to send it to you.
So yeah. All right. Well, Who is Lil? Oh, Lil Bit. Should I add Lil Bit to the private group?
Maybe the other group.
Yeah, we'll
get
on her like
that. Baby steps. Yeah.
Yeah,
she might want to post the pictures though.
How long?
What pictures?
Okay,
but we don't. Nobody else don't know her like that though.
Just send it to you. If she posts the picture and then kick her ass.
Yeah.
Oh. Now see, Twink said she was gonna send it to Ruby though.
But she didn't. She didn't.
What she look like?
I don't trust new folks like that. She's putting up some stuff up in the group. I don't know. She might need to get tested out in the other group first.
Right.
That's why
I always
thought
like.
But she probably trying to post the picture.
No. But it's better
to
post them right here on this
one
instead of the other group.
Yeah. Is that what she's probably trying to do?
Me up. The other group.
I mean, I can always put her out, y'all.
I can't let
her in. Yeah, but that's so wrong, though. That's so rude.
What?
What's wrong?
You put somebody in the group and then be like, okay, we used you, get out.
We take new folks
and small doses.
How do I be jumping on people?
Yeah, who are you?
What you doing?
Somebody
in here? Talk about
who I know. Who the hell are you? Well, I'm so and so. I don't give a fuck. You know you do, Ruby.
I know I do it. Best of all of you people. I don't know you.
That's your favorite saying right there.
I think you be forgetting some people because you done called Mike out about 2-3 times.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
And you've been there before.
Hell yeah. You've been there before. I'm like, why is she saying
that? He changed his name. No, maybe that's what's throwing you off.
I don't know. He's on a Jesus thing. He's been out of the loop for a second. I don't know.
But still, I don't know who he is.
Say what? Mike Rosen, the big white dude.
Like he was the only white boy in the group. He was the only white
Ruby
guy.
Ruby went off on him one day. Like, who are you?
I'm like, okay, whatever. So, anybody got anything else before I lock it down?
Why did y'all lock it down?
What you want to talk about, Ruby?
It's not shit.
I want to.
Really a watch on it.
It is, but I mean, since it's only us in the group. What keeps supposed to be coming over there a minute ago and doing something? Do you think she's coming?
Uh oh.
Excuse me.
Look, there you go.
Yeah,
I got to go.
It's like, wait,
I don't know
what's something about to happen? What's something about to happen a minute ago?
Oh, she's trying to be funny now. Oh, you know. Oh.
When you supposed to be rolling another cigarette though? Oh,
yeah.
Really? I'm playing Brick Breaker.
So, you like to see what Ruby wants? She told you to come in with
her. Oh, she's good. I'm dancing good.
She good?
Ruby said she want to talk to me later in private.
Yeah.
Sidebar?
Oh.
Sidebar.
Okay. Right. She'll talk to me. I guess she'll talk to a sidebar later. What else you got for him, Ruby? What else you got for him, Ruby?
Somebody butt hit the microphone.
Ooh, Lordy. That girl over here got mad.
Say what?
She got a big old...
Everybody knows I'm starving.
I
want to
see yours too.
I'm gonna fucking get a 9.5 on the freaking meter. I don't have to take the freaking meter.
Is she yelling at me?
No. I don't have to take the freaking meter. So
yeah.
Oh, LL's not gonna do it. LL, since you acting like you can't answer questions, you got any questions you want to ask? That's some bullshit though.
No, let's talk about what the shit that William had on today. In that picture, his ass no better.
I want to see the damn picture.
He's no better. I'm sorry.
What picture? Oh, man.
Any other
mess. The picture. Y'all got to give us a description of the picture.
I just don't understand why my poster had to be in the picture, man.
That's the crazy thing. Ain't no other man going to sit there and let all that shit happen. Ain't no straight man anyway.
There's no such thing.
And not have a picture of another man in the background? Come on.
Yes.
What is that? Come on.
What? You get a lot of games. You said a lot.
Man, don't even say like that.
But
I'm
saying followers like a lot of you saying.
I'm just saying though, yo.
But I wouldn't post that like no other public.
Yeah, like why the fuck is posting?
Really?
But in K100, yeah, we got.
In your box,
I don't even really want to see it.
But see, you can take it down now. You can do it
and
afterwards.
I can only imagine.
Nah, man, that fucking picture can't come out.
That's a hell of a picture, right?
You're going to have a big black X on it, like when something is banned, you're not supposed to see that part of it.
What? That fucking shit is ill. I didn't feel like you ever explained that fucking retarded shit. Why you didn't put a fucking, you know what I mean? Like, why was my poster right there? What the fuck is wrong with this nigga? I'm going to cuss Tweet out for that, because Tweet was the one who initiated that.
But he let it happen.
That's crazy.
What? Yeah, he did.
I mean, he'd be like, nah, get a female poster.
What? Did he make the decision after he was handcuffed or before? See, that's the thing about being handcuffed.
Made it before. Who knows?
But he allowed it. Like, I'm sure he could have said no, and they would have been like, okay, he holding a damn wand and some fur handcuffs.
I don't know.
Craziness. I don't know too many men you're going to get to do that. Willingly or unwillingly. They want to be like, hell no, take this shit off me right now.
I don't know, but, okay, y'all know when Twink was talking, Twink's girlfriend was talking about Susan House sex with
Billy Bear.
Yeah, and Twink got mad.
Oh, yeah, she got mad. Y'all hear that?
Wow.
Oh, yeah, she got mad.
Twink's going to go down there with her ass. Just wait. Just wait. Like,
is she going to beat her up? Twink is abusive?
I guess so. Twink is like, just wait till I can get
I'm going to open up a can.
You're going to be
the domestic violence abuse center.
Not the best of, for real.
I don't know, but she did get mad about that shit. She
yeah,
was just like,
girl was with it when Billy Bad was like, we got some.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then she was like,
and
then,
like,
and then she was kind of talking slick, like, oh, you tell me. So she was like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, she was like, all right, go ahead, you got it. And I was like, oh shit, we done started a fight on this motherfucker.
That probably
there y'all go again.
K100.
Oh,
well, I didn't start the fight. I'm just saying that's what it came to. She want to, you know, step outside of threesome. That's it. That's what I. That's
terms of endearment. Terms of endearment.
What they
need to share
my toys. I
was done playing with.
I think that'd be my next day.
Oh, shit. My toys.
Oh, man.
Unless everybody's in the same box, then you're supposed to share your toys.
Oh. Word.
No, he said she don't share till she's done.
When you get out the sandbox.
Like, oh.
I'm going home now, but. I'll leave my plate over there in the box.
Anybody got any? You got some flicks on your phone? Hey, show them the flick of the girl you met in Mass the other night. Can they see that?
The pussy?
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm in the bar last night with Ruby, right? And she got wasted.
She already hooking up.
She got fucked up at the bar last night. So she met some chick on Sunday. She's like, yeah, I met the chick. She told me, and she texted me. She's like, yeah, I met the chick. She be hooking up tonight. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, you know, whatever. So I'm like, let me see a picture of the chick. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking maybe. Just maybe. You know, she'll be all right. You know.
Is that a good sign or a bad sign?
I'm a guy, and I can't just walk up to a chick. You know, you couldn't even just walk up to her and try and fuck her tonight, probably. Depends on what she thinks. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But why when you a gay chick, it's just like, I don't know a chick that I met that night, but it's just, but she's thinking she approached her. You feel what I'm saying?
She already won it. Yeah, she knew what was
coming. When women are gay, they approach the women. It's cool.
But since,
right? Don't you get approached by women more when you gay? Guys,
see,
y'all approach guys.
You get approached by women when you ain't gay.
I
had this woman come right up to me on the dance floor. I was with my homegirls. So we was like homegirls.
Oh my God, I had some very interesting in my community. You know what, I was gonna say this,
but they don't think that, you know, they don't know
back
that
home
I'm gay.
Me up and I didn't even know she was gay.
Oh my God.
And she was like,
can
you
hang out sometime?
She was like, your status say you live in Atlanta. Do you really live in Atlanta or are you in Michigan? I was like, I'm in Atlanta. Oh, damn. Well, that's good. You might get me in trouble. I was like, oh, hell no, I'm on.
Wow. So, damn it. So you said the girl asked you, can y'all chill? Your friend just straight up told you, but if you...
Well, she started off kind of slow. She was like, inbox me about my picture, nice profile pic, damn, you look nice, you know, shit
she
like that.
Phone,
something else, she was like, well, I know you probably never had a girl. She saw something that Ruby said one time.
What?
She was like, yeah, she said something about me being a girl, her being a girl, and
commenting
certain way on my
feet. So
she's like,
I see
something
this
one time.
One time
at band camp.
Hey, but you know, all of y'all gotta see, y'all, you know, y'all face
looks
something that's on everybody's
face.
LL,
she
lucky.
Wow, so I don't
know. Yes, LL, you're lucky because I was, you know, I posted some nasty stuff on your picture too, but I'm not gonna do that.
Don't do it. She's a public.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I said I wouldn't. I'm not gonna do that. But I don't really go too nasty. But you know, on certain little safety pics.
Oh. Okay.
I'm not gonna do it to her.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Thank you for not doing whatever it is you were talking about to me.
I bet you wouldn't say that if y'all was a woman.
By the grace of Ruby.
No, but see, I already did that.
You wouldn't say that if you was in a room alone with her.
Oh. Who knows what I would say?
What?
You
gonna
say
you
shit,
now?
You gonna lay down.
What'd you say?
I said you ain't gonna say shit. You gonna lay down. What'd you say?
Uh oh. Is that a challenge or a proposition?
I'm trying to figure this out too. Like, I'm what is that?
I think Ruby can smash it. That's what I'm saying.
You think so?
Yeah, I think Ruby can smash it. Ruby wrong, man. I saw Ruby in action last night.
I didn't
She's pretty pimp tight now. She's pretty pimp tight. What'd you say?
I didn't do shit.
You had the other girl and the bartender.
But see, I wasn't even trying to get the
It's just a lot of gay women in Atlanta. Fuck it. That's how I'm going to chalk it up to. Chalk it up to that, man, because I'm like, what the fuck? How come motherfuckers coming in? You know what I mean? Randomly just. But, when, you know, if gay women approach gay women, easier. You feel me? I guess. They ain't finna holler at no nigga like that, is what I'm saying. We don't get hollered at by a chick. Fuck that. But if she gay, she fucking goes up and talks to the bitch she want, period. Like, it's no problem with her doing that. But that same chick would not walk up to a guy and be like, what's up? I'm trying to go home with you tonight.
A go-getter.
No, chicks don't do that. But they do it to gay chicks. Like,
you
know,
see,
no, you don't.
That,
not like that.
Know.
Not the first night you meet them. No, you
don't. I mean, I'm going to do it with them. But
see, they don't
know
that I'm gay or nothing.
If I
want to
talk to them,
once they realize what you are, they're going in.
But see, I don't never just come out and say it unless, you know, you a dude that's
You said she hollered at you. She,
yes, she
okay.
did.
All right.
But I'm saying, but she didn't know that I was.
So she's. But she's, this is what I'm saying, is she's exploring.
She probably didn't care if you were doing that.
She's
always going to try and see.
She's not going to do that with a guy. She's not going to come up to a guy and be like, you know what I'm saying?
I will.
Really, like, I want to take you home tonight. Like, what's up?
No, I won't take you home.
They ended up, and that was her idea. They just don't do that to us. If we game them like that, that's one thing. But they ain't going to come up to us unless, you know, well. It's somebody that you already fucked with before and they ain't seen you in a long time. That's different. You know what I'm saying? Because they already know what's up, but that's not the same thing. All right, Ruby, what else you got?
Quit prolonging the damn show. Y'all ain't talking about this.
I know, because I'm trying to see. She's like, well, she don't want to hang up, but I'm like, I'm about ready to end the show.
It's whatever. We can end it.
All right, I'm finna get ready to end the show. We're coming up to the end of it. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Thanks, everybody, that called. Everybody's listening to the podcast. You know what I mean? Make sure you catch the show tomorrow night and next week. You feel me? We're going to be doing some shows, two shows a week to further notice until I can get back up to four shows a week. But we're doing a show tomorrow night for episode 217. If you're in the Atlanta area, make sure you check out the Atlanta Underground Music Awards this weekend. The actual award show is Sunday. They got panels and stuff going on. I got to look at the itinerary. You got an itinerary? You know what time the show is, the award show?
The award show, because you have to be on the red carpet at 5. Yeah, but right. I don't know. I have to see.
All right. Somewhere around. I knew it was in the evening, like
so
5 or 6.
The show must be at like 7.
Yeah, something like that. And they got, if you're an artist, if you listen to this, or you know anybody that's an artist, they've got open, like a showcase that you can get on Saturday. And they also got a panel that you can, you know, come to and check out on Friday. I'll be at that. Also, this Thursday, you know what I'm saying, if you in the Atlanta area, come check us out at Scores. We're going to be down at Scores, kicking it. We're going to rock a joint. You know what I'm saying? We was invited out to come rock the little joint at Scores. We're going to go down there and do that.
Key.
Thank you, Key. We hooked that up. Well, the DJ at Key's party hooked that up. That's how I met DJ Tig. He's a cool dude. You feel me? And we're going to go down there. He wanted to come down there and rock a song because, you know, he's affiliated with that venue. So we're going to go do that this Thursday. All right. So it's going to be a crazy weekend. So y'all guys, look out for some pictures and some posts. If you can come to the Atlanta area this weekend, come through. Shit, hang out with us. All right. Please do. I'm pretty sure Candy wishes Keisha comes up to Atlanta this weekend. Don't you?
I already asked her. She's not coming.
Yeah,
oh,
she's
damn
not
it, man.
Coming.
She's not coming. All right. Well, anyway, we're getting ready to end the show. K1 Internet Radio, you dig? I'm your host. Thanks for tuning in. Shouts out to Candy for coming through the studio and Key and Michigan Girl, you dig? The Freaking Meter Part 3. Wait a minute. Where's my music? I didn't even have my music. Oh, okay. Yeah, out. I'll let you.